following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's not often that teams have a rematch during the high school football season. If it happens, it's always in the playoffs with higher stakes and more drama than the first. On September 18th, Clay County and Gordons will meet at Turney Ford Field for an early season showdown that will give the winner the upper hand in Region 4A. After four quarters of less than stellar Bulldog football, the Tigers had convincingly staked their claim at the forefront of the league with a 20-0 win. As the dust settled on the regular season, the Black and Gold found themselves at 6-4 in third place in the region, while the Tigers were 7-3 in hoisting the 4A gold. As soon as Clay County and Gordons were dispatched of Copper Basin and Whitwell last Friday, the two rivals began a week long of anxious waiting that ends tonight as they collide in a Sweet 16 clash. Head coach Jake Johnson has groomed his 7-4 dogs for this moment, the chance to get past last year's second-round elimination and advance to what would be the program's second-ever quarterfinal. The road to that goal goes straight through head coach Scott Clemens and his 8-3 Tigers at home on Turney Ford Field. These programs have been meeting for over half a century, but none have ever been bigger than tonight. It's time to kick the tires and light the fires, so sit back, strap in, and turn it up as Clay County and Gordons will meet for the 71st time.
Welcome to the Car Quest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated Car Quest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County Turns to Us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, Call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our 11th broadcast of the 2020 football season for the fifth time this year and the second time this postseason. We're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be calling the action in this big matchup tonight. Accompanying me this evening is the old Tiger Slayer himself, Coach Rob Edwards, who in 20 seasons has 40 wins against state losses against Gordonsville.
I was not aware of that, Daniel. That's a fine stat. I'm pretty proud of that now that you've mentioned it.
It's a good most recently, I think, in postseason action at the end of last year. Eliminated them or something in either district or region, something like that.
District championship game, yeah. That was the last time we played them. So. Yeah, happy to be here. Second round of the playoffs. It's a great night for a football game.
Also joining us is a man whose hatred for the Gordonsville Blue runs as deeply as anyone's. Our analyst, founder, and statistician, Thomas Weaver. Thomas, not 15 seconds before we came back live, you were just saying, I hate those blue jerseys.
Well, you know, it just runs in my blood, Daniel. I can't help it. But, you know, back to this one. We're back on the road here tonight, guys, and it feels a little familiar. You mentioned it in the opener, but that's probably because we're sitting in this very same spot just a few weeks ago, here amongst the masses of Bulldog Nation in Gordonsville, and we're here for the rematch, and there's no place I'd rather be on this bonus round of a football Friday night than right here with you two. Guys, appreciate all you've done all season long. Let's hope we get to do it again next week.
Absolutely. You know, a year ago tonight, we was down in South Pittsburgh getting ready to call one, and you know, this one tonight against Gordonsville, a team that's more on our level, I feel really good about Clay County advancing to what would be their only second quarterfinal, and it's been 35 years since we've been to the third round.
And you just talked about it. What an opportunity they've got tonight. Not only can they become the second ever team to get to the third round, they've got a chance to bring it back to John Teeples Field. That'd be huge for these seniors, get to play at home again. Make history in the process.
Absolutely. We had several second-round home games, as we'll talk about later on during about Bulldog history, but the lone third-round game was a trip to Knox Catholic, so it would be the first ever quarterfinal in Salina.
You know, Gordonsville, they're the region champion. You mentioned that, too, and it's not going to be an easy task here tonight. Safe to say it's going to take the Dogs playing their best game of the year to pull this one off. But the good thing about that is I don't think we've seen that yet. And it's in this Clay County team, isn't it, Daniel?
I think so. We've not seen a complete game from them in all phases where we achieved what we're capable of achieving. If that takes place tonight, I think we'll win.
I agree. You know, there is one group that always gives us their best game, though, Daniel, and that's our long list of generous sponsors. We do this every week. We can't help but do it here in the playoff second round. We can't thank them enough. Wouldn't be sitting here in Turney Ford Field for the second time this year without them.
That's right. Going to talk about them every broadcast.
No doubt.
If you don't like that part, just don't tune in because we're proud of them and we thank them a lot.
We do. We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Holland Horizon newspaper each week because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of our coverage that we have in print every week, so we hope you'll pick up a copy next week to follow up this broadcast. Up next, as we do every broadcast and pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper this week in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, so stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's playoff win over Copper Basin last week. Coming up next after these words from our generous sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Del Hala Horizon. The headline read, Dogs earn another shot at region rival Gordesville with first-round playoff win. And the story talks about how Clay County made the best of their long road trip to Copper Basin with a win that moved them to 7-4 on the season and earned the Dogs a rematch with Region 4A rival Gordonsville. You know, Daniel, that first trip where the Dogs lost 20-0 didn't go as planned, but head coach Jake Johnson said his team was ready for round two. They're absolutely ready for some redemption, he said, especially after the way the first game went. It was kind of like a Murphy's Law situation where what could go wrong did go wrong, Johnson continued. I feel like as far as execution from top to bottom, it's probably one of the poorest performances we've had all year. The good thing is we've got several games under our belt since then, and I feel like our kids are more fired up for this one, kind of like us, Daniel. And they were pretty fired up at Copper Basin last Friday night, too, even after that long bus ride, as your summary is going
to
show.
It does. Clay County advanced to the second round from the eighth time in school history, with another dominating defensive performance against Copper Basin. Sophomore Levi Garrett led the charge with 10 tackles, and the Bulldog pass coverage was also lights out, as senior Bryson Burchett, junior Carson Sharp, and sophomore Jimmy Burchett all had interceptions in the postseason victory. Like the Cougars, the Dogs also had trouble moving the ball in the first half, and the game remained scoreless for the first 23 minutes before sophomore quarterback Keaton Arms found Sharp for a 38-yard screen pass touchdown with 48 seconds left in the second quarter. Garrett followed the big play by nailing the first of three made extra points on the night, and Clay County carried a 7-0 advantage into the break. The Dogs then opened the second half with an 8-play statement drive, which included big runs by Arms and sophomore Alec Kerr, and was capped off by a 1-yard touchdown catch by Bryson Burchett. With the tally already 14-9, Kerr added a 1-yard touchdown run to account for the final margin late in the third quarter, before the Dog defense completed the shutout down the stretch for the final score of Clay County 21, Copper Basin 9.
Now, Clay County posted a total of 225 yards on 54 offensive plays in that contest, including 44 rushes for 172 yards and a touchdown, and 53 passing yards and two touchdowns. Arms was 6-for-10 with the two touchdowns, with completions to Sharp, 1-for-38 yards, which was the touchdown. Senior Jacob Burnett, 1-for-7 yards. Bryson Burchett, 2-for-5 yards and a TD. And Kerr caught 2 balls for 3 yards. Sharp was the leading rusher with 24 carries for 103 yards, while Arms carried 9 times for 23 yards, Kerr 5-for-26 yards and a touchdown, and sophomore Joseph Markham had 6 carries for 20 yards. Defensively, Garrett's 10 tackles, 2 for loss, led the way. Jimmy Burchett, who also had an interception, and Kerr each had 5 stops. Arms and Markham recorded 4 each. Bryson Burchett had 3, an interception. Junior Wade Coons and sophomore John Hamilton made 2 each. And Sharp, who had the INT, and freshman Weston Burble both had 1 tackle. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Tigers in the round of 16 here on the road in Gordonsville.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for a Mighty Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, known as Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. Including this season, the Bulldogs have made the Teeter Blessed Away playoffs for four consecutive seasons and have now made 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is currently 10-22, and their furthest advancement was the semifinals in 1985. The Tigers have made five consecutive appearances in the TWSAA playoffs and 34 overall, with their playoff debut coming in 1979. Gordonsville has a 44-31 playoff record, and their furthest advancement is the state championship game on three different occasions, earning silver in 1983 and capturing single-A state gold in 1984 and in 2012. These teams are meeting for the 71st time in this series, first squaring off all the way back in 1951. The Bulldogs owned a series winning streak of seven games from 1964 through 1970. The Tigers' longest winning streak of nine games came from 2009 through 2018. The Dogs won last year in Salina 35-6. However, the Tigers won 20-0 here at Turney Ford Field back on September 18th. Overall, the Black and Gold have a 26-42-1 record against Gordonsville. I'm going to let Thomas begin sharing the landmark stat leaders from this series. We shared them back in September. We're going to do it again.
Might as well, Daniel. And rushing yardage leader against the Tigers came in 2019. Last season, Will Ogletree had 192 yards in that win over Gordonsville. Rushing touchdown leaders, Brian Burchett in 1990 and Matt Brown in 2008 both had three TDs. The longest rushing touchdown was, again last year, 97-yarder Will Ogletree took it to the house in Salina against Gordonsville.
Jumping over to the passers now, back in 1999, I threw for 229 yards against Gordonsville. Unfortunately, it was in a loss, but a pretty good individual night. Passing, one of the last couple times we won here at Turney Ford Field, cousin John Weaver in 1996, his junior year, threw for three touchdowns through the air in a win against Gordonsville. The next year, 1997, Matt Adams finds himself atop the individual wide receivers list with 110 yards receiving in 1997 against Gordonsville. And we've got a host of receivers who were tied with two touchdowns receiving in a game against Gordonsville. My dad, Jerry Strong, back in 1969, Big John Roberts in 1996, and Brian Burchett did it twice his sophomore and junior years, 1988 and 1989.
Longest receiving touchdown was Cody Collins, caught it off the arm of Nolan Dale, covered 72 yards in 2008. And the tackle leader, we've said this one a bunch, Jason Ashley, 22 stops in 1998.
Yeah, that's here at Turney Ford Field, another loss, but I was on the field with you. Jason played a good one. Sack leaders, four guys tied here with three apiece. Johnny Rich, 1985, Jimmy McBride, 1978, Dalton Goad, his sophomore year in 2018, and Matthew Boone, his senior year in 1991, all with three stops in the backfield on the quarterback. Interceptions, leader there, two in a game against the Tigers. Big win in 2008. Nolan Dale picked off two Tiger passes.
Longest interception touchdown, Mike Barlow took one back, pick six, 90-yarder in 1970. And the longest kickoff return touchdown, Daniel, remember this one, B.J. Emerton, also a 90-yarder in 2018.
Folks, that concludes our opponent portion of Urbana Bulldog history. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our playoff history of the second round.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Back here on About a Bulldog History, last week we chronicled each of the opening round playoff games from Bulldog football past. Tonight we'll build on that discussion by chronicling each of the Bulldogs' second round games, beginning with their first in 1985. After beating the Gordonsville Tigers and tasting defeat both in 1983 and 84, the Dogs finally drew a different opening round opponent when the playoffs expanded and first round matchup shifted. And in 1985, the private school party began for Salina. After eliminating Friendship Christian in the first round, the 9-2 Dogs met the 10-1 Franklin Road Academy Rebels at home in Salina. The game pitted the black and gold ground-oriented offense against the passing offense of the area's top build quarterback, Tate Rogers. The first half was all FRA as they scored two touchdowns on the ground, paired with a 78-yard pick six to lead 18-6 at the break, with the Bulldogs score coming on a Craig Oakletree run. Jimmy Crankle, though, started the second half with a sensational 89-yard kickoff return touchdown, then kicked the point after to draw Salina within five, before he headed a rushing touchdown later in the third to put Russell Richardson's squad up 20-18 headed into the fourth quarter. With seconds left in the game, the Rebels were on the move when William Markham intercepted a pass and raced 55 yards for a score that sealed the deal and accounted for the final score of 27-18. So that first second-round game, Thomas, at home in 1985, a big one.
Yeah, and you go back to that, you know, first time we made the playoffs and the farthest we ever went, too. And, you know, just put on a march there. And that probably started that Franklin Road Academy series, regular season series.
Yeah.
At that time, you know, the coaching staff knowing, hey, we're going to face these guys, why not get a taste of them in the regular season? And one of the few times we probably beat Franklin Road.
That's true. That was the first ever meeting between the teams. 2 years later, in 1987, it was Salina and Franklin Road again in the Sweet 16. The 7-3 Dogs had dispatched to Watertown, while the 10-1 Rebels had blasted past Joe Burns to get to each other. And once again, the game was in Salina. Rebel head coach George Weicker was worried about bringing his city team on the road into the country, where he said, unlike the metro schools, the whole community followed and believed in the football program. While Bulldog John Carlisle was concerned about FRA's quarterback Matt Woodard, who had thrown for over 2,000 yards. After a first half touchdown and field goal, the Rebels led 10-0 at halftime. The third quarter saw Stephen Arms hit Carlisle for a 24-yard score, but the PAT was blocked, making it 10-6, which proved to be the final score. After Franklin Road held the Dogs from the 4-yard line later in the third, and then with a 1:04 left in the game, the Rebel defense held the black and gold at bay from the 2-yard line. FRA would go on to lose to Greenback the next week. So, Thomas, that one, 2 years later, same opponent, FRA, second round in Salina. You have second-half chances to win it. I was 5 years old. I have no memory of the game. Perhaps you were there in Duke.
I don't, but I've heard a lot about it, you know, the beginning of a great career from Stephen Arms, as you no doubt. And like
it's
you say, that was really a battle there when you got somebody coming out of a private in Nashville worried about a team out of Salina. They knew what they were getting into when they traveled here.
They did. It would be two seasons later, in 1989, when Salina would advance again to the second round, where the 10-1 Bulldogs were set to host the 10-0 defending state champion Donaldson Christian Wildcats and their Mr. Football running back Lorenzo Scooter Edwards. A week of nasty weather forced both head coaches to take their teams into the gyms for much of practice. Coach Richardson was focused on containing DCA's Edwards, who as a junior had already rushed for over 3,900 career rushing yards, while Wildcat head coach Ken Redmond said that his team had to stop Salina's excellent quarterback, Stephen Arms. A slow start in the contest for the Dogs doomed them, and they saw DCA leading 14-0 at the end of one, and then 35-8 at the half, and finally 42-16 at game's end. Jason Hamilton ran in the two Bulldog scores, while DCA's Edwards finished with 12 carries for 161 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Wildcats would go on after that second-round game to be state runners-up.
Yeah, I didn't remember that last one, but I remember that one. A big crowd there at home. I was a young guy, no doubt about it, but just the unbelievable, you know, Edwards is just on another level, basically. You said it there. Just 12 carries and all those scores and all those yards. You know, once he got to that second level, he was gone.
He did. Certainly a tough opponent for the 10-1 Dogs. What a great team that 1989 team was. The following year, in 1990, 11-0 Salina traveled to 10-1 Franklin Road. The Rebels' only blemish to their record came at the hands of the Bulldogs back in Week 2 when the Black and Gold won 20-7 in Salina. The rematch would go differently. The Dogs struck first blood with an 80-yard, 18-play drive to go up 7-9. The Rebels answered, but their point after, as it hit the left upright, was no good, making it 7-6. Late in the second quarter, FRA drove 81 yards on 8 plays for a score and a successful 2-point conversion, which made it 14-7 at the half, a lead that FRA never relinquished. They went up 21-7 before the Dogs struck again, and then they held off the black and gold offense late in the fourth for the 21-13 win. The Rebels went on to lose in the semifinals to eventual state champ Trousdale County.
Heartbreaker is what that one was. Already taken down Franklin Road at home. You know, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Kind of could smell that state championship run. I mean, that's what it felt like in Salina at that time. And I was at that game too, eighth grader in the stands, watching my idols basically in front of me. And you know, it just huge crowd from Salina made that trip. I do remember that. And you know, again, almost shocked the privates. But as we see as we go down through here, we never beat them, Daniel, to make it past this second round.
1991 saw Salina make the Sweet 16 for the third straight year, this time with a 7-4 record. Lo and behold, their opponent, 8-2, Franklin Road Academy. The teams had met in week two in Nashville, and FRA had won 27-6. The Rebels traveled to Salina for the playoffs, but home field didn't help head coach Randall Walker and the Dogs as they suffered a 43-6 defeat, with the Lone Bulldog points coming on a 76-yard hookup between Mike Adams and Timmy Smith in the second quarter. The Rebels went on to win the 1991 state championship. Thomas, that's the game you played in as a freshman.
It was. Ran in and out plays as a receiver and then played DB on the defensive side of the ball. And just an offensive juggernaut is what they were at that time and honestly all through that decade. Again, you know, a big first-round win at home and then got shut down.
6 long years would pass before Salina got back into the second round in 1997. After eliminating Friendship Christian, head coach David Threat and the 7-4 Dogs had the misfortune of traveling to 11-0 Trousdale County, a rematch of Week 8 when the Jackets had won 56-0 in Salina. The second time around was slightly better, with a 41-7 final in favor of the eventual 15-0 state champ Yellow Jackets, who through their 15-game season scored 734 points while allowing only 63. That's a 49-4 average score per game. I was a sophomore playing in that one, and while it was a privilege to get to play in the second round, not much fun against, to me, the singular best high school football team I've ever laid eyes on, the 1997 Yellow Jackets.
I've heard you say that multiple times, Daniel.
They were good.
We've seen some good Trousdale County teams. I played against several of them, but you're probably right about that.
Finally, there was a 22-year hiatus before the Bulldogs would return to the second round last year in 2019 when head coach Jake Johnson and 8-3 Clay County team met 10-0 South Pittsburgh. The Pirates quickly sailed to a 28-0 first quarter lead before Alec Kerr made it 28-6 at the end of one on a 39-yard touchdown run. South Pitt hung 22 more on in the second for a 50-6 halftime lead before winning by a final score of 57-13, Thomas.
Traveled down to the Mecca of single-A football last season, no doubt about it. And, you know, it was over early, but our kids played hard, never laid down, even got some comments from the Pirate faithful down there about how hard they played and looking for that tonight.
Before we go to break, one thing I do want to mention here, it's interesting to look back at all these games we just talked about. We mentioned FRA, I think, 4 times, mentioned DCA there. None of those teams even still in contention in the same league as Clay County is now. All of them's going to Division II private. We mentioned Trousdale County. They are a double-A school right now.
Sure.
So a lot of these teams that have ended sign of seasons, you know, you always talk about what would it look like to take the 1985 team and put them in modern-day current 2020 standings. It's hard to say, but I can tell you this. Going back through the years, a lot of the teams that have defeated some of our better squads no longer participate in single-A football.
Yeah, and, you know, that was back when the privates were wide open.
They could
do anything they wanted to do. And it wasn't just us. It was Gordonsville and everybody else having to go up against them. And just probably wasn't a very level playing field at the time.
Folks, this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Talman Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the Carquest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Lieber, a game-time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Gordonville, where the 7-4 Dogs will take on the 8-3 Tigers in the second round of the playoffs. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, second year in a row we're here for the second round.
That's all right. That's all right. Yes, hey, a lot of people are on the couch right now, and I'm just proud to be playing.
And you got this opportunity with a big road win at Copper Basin. What a trip that was out there.
Oh, man. And, you know, that's something we talked about. I got car sick on the way down, not because of the curvy roads. I was just staring out the window at the Ocoee River and the Cherokee National Forest. That's beautiful.
It was a beautiful drive. I have to give you that. And, you know, down there, it was all about that dog defense again, Coach. They pitched a shutout.
Absolutely. And, you know, they had an injury to their starting quarterback, so, you know, we kind of focused more on what was going in the box. But, you know, even so, you know, passing situations, I feel like our guys did a really good job of putting pressure. I mean, really, just with three guys on five, you know, it was a really good night on the defensive side of the ball. And as a whole, you know, offensively and defensively, you know, I feel like we dominated the trenches up front. We won the line of scrimmage. You know, here's that cliche again. I remember sitting here talking a week ago, you know, hey, if we win the turnover battle and control the line of scrimmage, we're, you know, I think things will be fine. And, well, lo and behold, you know, here we are.
That's what happened, no doubt about it. And we saw some guys step up on that side of the ball too, Coach. Levi Garrick had a breakout game, 10 tackles, and then he had three others with interceptions. You talked about the pressure, but the coverage over the top was great too.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that I feel like we're really good at on the back end. You know, we don't have to do a whole lot of different coverages because these guys are so stingy back there. And the thing that we struggled with this year, I feel like, was getting after the passer. It's not necessarily been, you know, in coverage, but we did a lot better job of that this last week. And, you know, like you said, there's a couple, you know, John Hamilton had a great game as well. You know, Seth Eads was Seth Eads, you know, doing his job, doing his work up front. And a name you didn't hear a whole lot that you're kind of used to is Wade Coombs. But, you know, in Wade's defense, there was never a chance for him to make a play. You know, those guys up front did a really good job of shutting down the run game.
They did. And, you know, mentioned Levi, he got off the bus fired up, apparently, Coach. First play from scrimmage, tackle for loss, and it just kind of went from there for the sophomore.
Well, and, you know, the thing about it, I felt like his play initially, everybody fed off of it. And, you know, those are things we've kind of been in it, missing, for lack of a better term, is, you know, some of that emotional energy. And, you know, I don't care where it comes from. I'm glad it comes from somewhere. But I agree with you. I feel like he really set the tone, and we all fed off of that.
I have to say, you're exactly right. And, you know, you got the offense going a little bit, too. Ran well. And then had two passing touchdowns. You talked about Keaton Arms last week and moving forward. It seems like the timing's kind of coming on.
Right, and, you know, this is a whole other season. You know, the guy's got a whole year worth of starts under his belt pretty much, and, you know, we're starting to see a lot of these guys mature. You know, we're talking about, you know, the bulk of our team was sophomores. Well, now they're pretty much juniors now.
Right.
You've got a lot of experience in that group, and, you know, hopefully they keep growing and maturing. You know, the future seems pretty bright.
Yep. And the win against the Cougars down there, you know, I think it was only the eighth time in school history, so it was a historic achievement in itself. But it set up what we all wanted, Coach, a rematch at Gordonsville.
And this is since, I guess it was the last time we played Gordonsville. And, you know, your co-host has been predicting this scenario.
Yes.
Since the last Gordonsville game. You know, I've been calling him this last week Daniel the Prophet. You know, because this is exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, everything's played out. He said, hey, you know, we get past this, we're going to have a quarterfinal game here, which is huge. And not to look ahead, you know, every game is important, especially now. It's elimination time.
Right.
And, you know, lose or go home. But it's hard to play somebody twice. This is the only second time this has happened in my career. And it was a split. You know, once again, it's hard to beat somebody twice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the first go-around, I felt like it was a Murphy's Law situation. You know, what could go wrong went wrong and just never really got in any kind of control of the game due to, you can call it chance, you can call it bad luck, you can call it too, even little silly missed assignments. But if you really look, there's a few defining moments in that game to where it could have went in either way. I feel like the score was really deceptive as to how close it actually was.
I agree with you. You know, last time out, we held them to three scores, and most of those came off miscues or a short field or, you know, what you talked about there. And we're going to need a similar defensive effort tonight in the rematch.
Absolutely. And it's really going to come down to, you know, we have got to be able to be in better field position. And you know, that's something that really hurt us last time is we never could get off really our side of the field. And, you know, they did a really good job in special teams of pinning us on our side of the field. So, you know, it was a battle of field position. And, you know, that's something we've got to do is we've really got to do a better job of flipping the field this next go-around.
You talked about the field position and the way the defense played. Like I say, 20-0 ball game. But we did have trouble moving the ball on them. I thought we had some success maybe in the passing game some. But we're going to have to maybe see a little more of that tonight, Coach.
You're right. We're going to have to. You know, it's on us to do a better job of getting better. We have got to do a better job on the perimeter and in the passing game to kind of empty that box to be able to run more efficiently. So I guess this is kind of a flip turn of events. You know, I feel as if we're going to have to be throw first to try to be able to establish run versus vice versa, which is different, I guess, to where we typically have been. But, you know, we've got to a place with Keaton and those receivers to where I feel like we can. You know, we can put the game in their hands and kind of let things go there.
And, you know, you mentioned just a second ago, we don't want to look ahead, but your guys got a chance to make history tonight. There's only one other team that's ever done it, Coach, and to get a quarterfinal game, and that's what's on the line here.
Well, and that's a careful thing as a coach to communicate to your kids because, you know, you never want to look ahead. And I kind of did that last week. You know, shame on me a little bit. You know, hey, guys, we get through this, we get the rematch. You know, we get to play Gordonsville again.
Right.
And, you know, you never want to undersell an opponent or you never want to overhype a game. You know, in those situations, it always seems like, you know, you talk about how good somebody is, how much a historic moment this is. I feel like it gets in your kids' heads a little bit, you know, on the nervous side of things. But it's definitely something that's been mentioned. However, it's not something I'm going to beat them up with. You know, the thing about it is, guys, this is an elimination game. This is Gordonsville, and this is part two.
Right.
And, you know, that's all we need.
That's right. And safe to say, it's going to take your best game against the region champion Tigers, you know. But the upside of that, and we've talked about it, you know, is guessing that we really haven't seen that yet, Coach. They all know they've got it in them. We know they got it in them. So maybe that's the upside going into this one.
Right, and you're sitting here talking about a situation where that was 8 weeks ago. And, you know, against a young team and a bunch of young kids that had never played at Gordonsville before, been there, done that, competed with them, And, you know, not to take anything away from the Tigers at all, but I feel like in a lot of situations, last go-around, we beat ourselves.
Right.
And, you know, they're good. You know, don't get me wrong. But in games like that, it's the one who's going to come out on top is the one that makes the least mistakes. And that night, it was them.
Yeah. All right, Coach, break it down for me. We've talked about the passing game. We've talked about the mentality. I'm sure you've been working on it all week. What do we have to do to survive in advance and make history?
Well, similarly, you know, we are going to have to come out and set the tone early, whether it be on offense, defense, special teams. I feel like the last couple games we've fed off of that signature hit,
right,
that signature first play, and that energy kind of taking over the game. And that's something I feel like we didn't have the first time. You know, these kids are starting to grow on their own and starting to get a little more confident. But, you know, we have got to come out and set the tone physically. I mean, to me, that's where it starts.
Well, I agree with you, and we're all looking forward to this one. Good luck in going for tonight, Coach.
Appreciate it.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for this big Sweet 16 matchup between the 7-4 Clay County Bulldogs and the 8-3 Gordonsville Tigers. Now it's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
All right, guys. Stone Memorial finished their season last week at 4-7 with a 49-8 loss to Tullahoma. The Joe Burns Red Devils also eliminated from postseason play last week. The 52-0 shutout to the South Pitt Panthers. South Pitt Pirates. They finished the season at 4-7. These Gordonsville Tigers improved to 8-3 with a 49-0 win over Whitwell. The Westmoreland Eagles finished their season last week with a 35-17 loss to Marion County. Westmoreland finished at 5-6 on the year. Monterey Wildcats improved to 8-2 with a 61-22 win over Sail Creek. This week they are at South Pitt, as we know. Bulldogs opponents on the season have an overall record of 34-61 at this point. And there's only two teams on the regular season schedule that are still playing. That's Gordonsville, here tonight, and Monterey. So only two teams from the region that are still playing. And speaking of a few teams, there's only 16 teams still playing single-A football this week. And I'm going to go over those real quick here. Tonight, Coalfield hosts Greenback. South Pitt, as we said, hosts Monterey. Oliver Springs and Cloudland. Huntland and Fayetteville. Moore County and Huntingdon. West Carroll and Greenfield, Dresden and Lake County out in West Tennessee.
You know, that's a big matchup there in the second round between Coalfield and Greenback.
Yep.
Probably similar to this game here. You know, probably the best two second round games in Class A, if I was guessing. And the other thing that jumped out at me is, you know, not any upsets, but maybe us at Copper Basin last week, pretty much blowouts across the board in that first round.
That's true. We were talking about that earlier, Thomas. You've got 9 classes of football in Tennessee right now, 3 private, 6 public. The playoffs, truly, they start tonight. That opening round game has become very seldom that you see those upsets take place. 3 did beat the 2 when we beat Copper Basin. But, you know, you cut it down to 16. Everybody that's left is a pretty good football team.
Pretty good. And, you know, it showed there, you know, in that first round, no doubt. Wide margin across the board in every game.
Most of them blowouts.
Speaking of good games, starting tonight, 3 that we're going to pick here on the Rising Sports Network, as we do every week. Trousdale County at 9-2, they travel to Bledsoe County, who's 11-0.
I'll take the Jackets on the road in that one. Bledsoe, no doubt, a strong team. We just got done saying everybody that's left is good. Trousdale, though, a little better.
Well, you know, Bledsoe, they went on the road, I think, and beat Marion County. And we saw also Monterey beat them. I'm going to go with Bledsoe at home tonight. They kind of come out of the woodwork, and, you know, they've got to be fired up. Probably going to have a big crowd down there, not in the place they've been in a while.
Right.
I flip-flopped on this one a few times, including just now. I think Trousdale is just not as strong as a typical Trousdale team. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't seen them play. That's just, you know, based on scores. But I'm going to go with Bledsoe too, guys. In a rematch from last year's quarterfinals, Nolensville 6-3 at DeKalb. Now, before you pick, Nolensville won at Nolensville last year, 42-6. This year, it's a rematch at DeKalb County.
I'll take DeKalb. I went with them earlier this year. It's at home. That's a team that didn't think they were even going to play in the playoffs due to COVID issues at one time. I think they're thankful to have the opportunity and going to take advantage of it.
I agree. Hate to piggyback on you there, but I agree. DeKalb going to win that one.
I'm going Nolensville. I just think the road team, I think they're a little strong. And the last one we'll pick, Loudoun County, 9-2, travels to face the Bees in Baxter, Upperman High School, 8-3. I'm going to go, I'm going with the road team again. I'm going with Loudoun.
Picking against your alma mater. Well, I'm going to go with the Bees. I'm going to have faith in them. And they have become a bit of a perennial playoff team. I think they're used to playing in some big games, and I think they get it done at home tonight over Loudoun.
I think, you know, Coach gave us a little preview, so I was able to kind of look at Loudoun and what they're doing this year. So I think they're a pretty good juggernaut. I think they go on the road and take down the Bees.
Well, in case you were wondering, the pick'em records are now, I'm at 19-9. And you guys are both tied at 14-14.
Hmm.
So yeah, somebody's going to merge a head here, strong second place tonight.
Well, we've been gunning for second place for pretty much the entire season, Daniel. And, you know, it was my goal to get even last week. And
you did.
By George, I did it.
You said you were chasing the record rather than me and Rob, so
right.
you got even.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We're a little over 9 minutes away from kickoff. We hope you'll stick around after these words from our sponsors.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel.
Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Westmore Management Keys to the Game, when we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win this second-round game and advance to their first third round since 1985. Thomas, let's start on offense.
Well, on offense, I think it's got to be a mix of two things, a little power and some quick hitters. We've seen who our most physical runner is on this team, and I think we need to use him tonight, quarterback Keaton Arms. If you run him, you've also got that extra blocker, too, to kind of gain that advantage. I'd like to see a little quarterback power. He's the power, but we also got to get him mix, and you've got to counter that with some quick hits. And that comes from the quick passing game. Take advantage of the weapons we have. Give them the ball in space. We've got some playmakers, Daniel, and we're going to need them tonight. It may come down to a big play from Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, or one of those guys. I just think that's the key here tonight.
What about on the defensive side?
Now, to me, it's just more of the same tonight, Daniel, because these guys have played great all year long. I don't think we're going to see another shutout like we saw last week. But if we can hold the Tigers to three scores like we did the last time out, I think we can win this game. And like all year long, I think this Dog D is up to the challenge tonight.
I agree. I think it's vital that we do hold them to that 20 or less. What about overall?
Well, last time around, miscues, missed opportunities, and field position kind of led to Clay County's demise. It was kind of like the Dogs really couldn't catch a break. But, Daniel, you create those breaks by playing sound, fundamental football, and playing physical and kind of responding to what Gordonsville throws at you. That's the key tonight. We don't beat ourselves. In a tight spot, live to fight another day. In scoring position, finish off that drive. When you get smacked in the mouth, respond. And, this is it, Daniel, and the Dogs have to play like it. And I think they will. It's redemption time for Clay County here tonight on Turney Ford Field. The Tigers may have won the battle, but the Dogs are going to win the war.
Sounds good to me. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Smith County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently is 44 degrees. At halftime, it'll be 42, and finally 40 around game's end. 76% humidity tonight. No precipitation is falling today in Gordonsville, and none is expected throughout this contest. There is a 1 mile per hour wind out of the northwest. This has been the weather report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we'll go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Coach, you've coached in a lot of big-time elimination postseason games. What's a final word you'd give to Coach Johnson and this Bulldog team tonight?
Well, I'd like to give three final words, Daniel. One, I'd say Gordonsville doesn't need our help. We don't want to turn the ball over. We don't want to have silly penalties. We've got to play clean. Number two, tell your guys before the game that all the pressure here is on Gordonsville.
Right.
They're the team. They're the one. They're the team that's supposed to come out and dominate us. They won. They beat us in week five. Take the pressure off our guys. Put it on Gordonsville back. And finally, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. So these guys got to make plays tonight.
All right, folks. That's the full coverage final word. Sponsored by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and bring you the State Farm starting lineups prior to kickoff here, if I can find them. Here we go. We'll start on the offensive side. These are brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Offensive line up front, left to right. Junior Wade Coon, sophomore Levi Garrett, senior Seth Eads, sophomore Stone Lynn, and sophomore John Hamilton. Receivers, senior Bryson Burchett, senior Jacob Burnett, and sophomores Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett. Running back, sophomore Joseph Markham, junior Carson Sharp, quarterback, sophomore Keaton Arms. Defensively, nose guard, senior Seth Eads. Defensive tackles, a pair of sophomores, Levi Garrett and John Hamilton. Inside backers, sophomores Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms, led by junior Wade Coons. Outside backers, sophomore Jimmy Burchett and senior Bryson Burchett. Defensive backs, senior Jacob Burnett, junior Carson Sharp, and the safety, number 10, or actually number 44, a sophomore, Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County going to be kicking off to get this one underway. They'll do so from right to left. They are the visiting team, wearing tonight their white road travel uniforms, gold pants, black helmets. Gordonsville, the home team here at Tourney Ford Field. They'll be traveling left to right during the first quarter from our vantage point atop the visiting bleachers. They have on their traditional blue jerseys with white pants and white helmets. They have a new twist there, a big blue tiger paw on the side of those. I don't recall seeing that before, Thomas. His sophomore Levi Garrett prepares to kick off and get this one underway. Gordonsville's here, Clay County's here, and the Horizon Sports Network here is here. It's time for football in Gordonsville High School, second round style.
What a scene we've got in front of us here too, Daniel.
Garrett puts his foot to it. It's away and fielded by Tiger at the 27. He's up to the 35 and brought down. Good gang tackle by the Bulldogs to start it off. Who was the primary stopper? I think it may have been the freshman, Weston Birdwell.
Birdwell was in there, Daniel. Would have got to give it to the senior, Jacob Burnett, on his special teams. We've seen him do that all season long. And again, what about the scene here at Tourney Ford Field tonight? The stands are packed here on the visitor sideline. We've got the horns going off, the buzzer sounding. And, you know, there's a little more momentum on this side right now. Let's hope it stays that way.
Gordonsville quickly in the line, first and 10. They started their own 37. Hand off to Holt in the backfield. He's hit, spins out of it. He's going to have the first down and more. He's got the sideline. Jacob Burnett recording the tackle. And a nice opening play for the Tiger offense. They began at their own 37. One play later, they have it out around midfield. Biggest play by their senior running back that they had. We bottled him up last time we met on September 18th, and he probably had a little more on that one than he did at any point last time.
Yeah, Hope trying to quieten this Clay County crowd quick, Daniel. Thought we had a shot at him there in the backfield. Just bounced that one to the sideline and took it upfield.
First and 10, Tigers with it at the Bulldog 49. Albritton, the sophomore quarterback, goes under center, hands off the hold again off left side. He's got room, going to be brought down this time by Alec Kerr. But another first down for Holt, and we see the same type stuff that we saw last time. Frivolous activity already here between Gordonsville and Clay County taking place away from it. We're just going to have to strap it up and play with them. We saw it last time, Thomas. The Bulldogs didn't respond. Gordonsville was a tough, nasty team. We're going to have to get tough and nasty with them. First and 10 Tigers, they've got it now, driving at the Bulldog 37-yard line. Albritton goes under center. Two tight ends see it, one to either side. Another handoff to hold off the left side, cuts back into the middle. He's hit by Bryson Burchett along with other dogs. I think Keaton Arms, probably the primary tackler, Burchett there getting an assist. So after a pickup of three, it's going to be second and 7 for Gordonsville. Fourth play of this early drive coming. 10:50 and ticking. Opening quarter, 0-0 the score.
We see the Tigers gash us on the first two plays from scrimmage. A little better there as Keaton Arms comes up and makes his first stop of the ball game, Daniel. That's what we got to have. We got to control that line up front, and we just haven't seen that yet.
Two wide to the left for Gordonsville, tight end to the right, fullback and a tailback. This time, Tyler Gregory, the stand-up back, he gets it. He's off right side. He's hitting brought down. And the man making the stop. Keaton Arms. What a play by the sophomore linebacker. Hitting Gregory on second down for no gain. Setting up third and 7, and that's the type of play we need to see.
It was. Just blew through that guard that came out to get him, Daniel. Made the stop with the guard on top of him pretty much. What a play by the sophomore there. We see him coming out and setting the tone here on the defensive side of the ball.
Force the Tigers to slow their pace a little bit. 3rd and 7. They're still in the huddle. They break huddle now with 12 seconds on the play clock and an early timeout taken by Gordonsville. Nice to get one of those off the board. 3rd and 7 when we come back from break. 0-0.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
We're back mid-play, 3rd and 7, high stab. Auburn and Kate Hale, Holt gets it, he's rolled down. Levi Gay in the backfield with a huge play. A loss of about 10 yards, maybe 15. It was 3rd and 7. Auburn trying to check the play in the line. His center snapped unaware as it goes over his head. The tailback Holt gets it, and Levi Garrett, there, the hero of last week's defensive effort. Already tonight, Thomas recording a huge play.
It was, Daniel, and like you say, took them out of four-down territory, really moved it back to the 45, and Gordonsville's going to punt.
Ball at the Clay County 44, Tigers going to punt. Kicks away. It's Alec Kerr waiting. He fields it in the 5, 10. Running sideways, trying to find the crease, can't find it. Good coverage by the Tigers on special teams. Clay County going to take over for the first time tonight. They had offensive woes last time when they faced the Tigers, ending up with only 10 yards of rushing in that entire contest. Clay County going to take over on this drive at their own 16. 8:59 on this first quarter clock as they do it, and we are scoreless. Arms in the gun, sharp in his right hip, a wide out and a tight end either side. Hand off to Carson. He's gobbled up in the backfield. No, Arms has it. What a great play. Good play action. Keaton Arms stuck it in the gut of Sharp, pulled it out, slipped unawares through the line, and got close to first down yardage.
Pick up about 9 on that one, Daniel. Looks like about 2nd and 1.
Ball now spotted. At the Tiger 25, it was a gain of 9. 2nd and 1, great opportunity here with the play selection. A lot of different options on 2nd and 1. Double set, 2 wide to either side. Arms going to pass. Has time, releases downfield, and it is simultaneously possessed, it looks like. No, it's a catch. Alec Kerr hauls it in. He didn't get much yardage. We only needed 1 in the chains do move. I like the little quick pass to pick up the easy yard there and move the chains. 3rd play of the Bulldog drive coming. 8:15 and ticking, opening quarter, 0-0. The ball now rests at the Clay County 27-yard line. So a pickup of 2 on that pass play. Tied in and to the left, 2 wide to the right. Arms, quarterback keeper, brought down the backfield. Tackle for loss made by that Tiger defensive line.
Like a called pull right there, Daniel. Just rode it in Sharp's gut, pulled it out. The penetration brought Arms to the ground.
Loss of 5 on the play, 2nd and 15 now. With the ball setting at the Clay County 22. So 2 plays here essentially for Clay County to pick up 15 yards as they prepare to snap on the 4th play of this opening drive. 2 wide to the left. 2 to the right, Curry in motion, hand off to him, jet sweep around left side, he's at the 20, cuts up field, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, cuts back, down to the 40, and brought down.
great run by Eric Kerr, flipping the field, taking it down inside the Tiger 40-yard line. And I know you can hear the Clay County faithful cheering them on.
Just jet sweep action to Kerr. Get him on the edge, Daniel. He made three moves, made four guys miss. Still didn't go out of bounds. Went down at the, looks like the Clay County 39.
Ball now rests at the Tiger 39-yard line. First and 10, Clay County. Fifth play of the drive coming. 7-11 on this opening quarter. And the Dogs with an opportunity to take an early lead here. Arms in the gun, Sharp behind him, tied in the wide out to either side. Here's the snap, the give to Sharp. He's right into the heart of the defense. Picks up around two before being brought down. Positive play on first down. He's going to set up second and around eight. We'll have to check the spot. It sits down at the 38, so a gain of one. For Carson, sitting up second nine. This is four down territory as the Dogs break huddle. Seth Eads preparing to snap, keeping arms in the gun. Jacob Burnett, now that Kerr split to the right. Jimmy Burchett and Bryson Burchett to the left. Going to be a pass. Arms has time to throw. Steps to the right. Going to run with it. Gets back to the line. Picks up a few yards and brought down. He advances up to around the Tiger 35. Well, we're going to be looking at third and about seven. Actually going to place him at the 36. Third and a long seven for Clay County. Four down territory, though, so you don't have to get it all on this one snap.
Yeah, I had Kerr down the skinny post and in the middle, Daniel. The pressure from the Tigers just made arms tuck it and run there. Big third down right here early in this game.
Third and seven. Two wide to either side. Now Kerr in motion. They're going to throw a wheel route to him on the sideline. He's covered well, though. Arms has to run. Back to the line. Picks up a few. Going to be fourth and around four to go. I like the play call there. We're looking for Alec Kerr down the sideline on a wheel route, but Gordon's will do a nice job with the coverage. Fourth and we'll call it five is the ball setting at the Tiger 33-yard line. Clay County has chewed up 3.5 minutes here on play clock, getting ready to snap on the eighth play of this drive. Fourth and five, playing it from the Tiger 33. Dogs break huddle. Bryson and Jimmy Burchett along with Alec Kerr to the left. Jacob Burnett by himself to the right. Sharp at the left tip of arms. Who's in the gun? Here's the snap. Rolls out to the left. Wants to throw. Releases. Targeting Jimmy Burchett downfield. Little too strong. So a nice opening drive for Clay County. They convert two first downs. And Thomas, the entirety of the contest back on September the 18th, two first downs is all we had in that entire game.
Yeah, you know, something positive to start here. That's huge. After the trip we made here back in September, just nothing positive went our way whatsoever. I know this ended up in a turnover on downs. Didn't get in the end zone, Daniel, but created some momentum here for this Clay County offense as the defense comes on the field. Just got to get a stop here.
Gordonsville takes over, 0-0 the score, first quarter action. 4:58 on the clock as they do it from their own 33. Albritton with it, hands to Holt. He's into the heart of the defense, picks up about half of what was needed for the first before he's brought down. I know Kerr was involved, arms as well. Ball's advanced up to the Tiger 38, so pick up a five, setting up second and five. Scoreless contest, 4.5 minutes left and ticking, first quarter. Albritton in the shotgun, Holt behind him in a pistol set. Play action pass, Holt rolls to the right, looking downfield, releases, caught. First down is complete, Kerr there to make the stop. Tyler Gregory on the catch, he advances up to the Tiger 45, but Abbott Kerr there with good coverage didn't give him anything more than the catch.
We talk about the Tiger run game, but they've got a very capable quarterback, Daniel. You talk about him a lot. Just a flood route to this near sideline. He threw that off his back foot pretty much, and just a perfect ball to the sideline right there.
Matthew Albritton, a sophomore, 5'11", 153, great athlete. Throws it well. He doesn't run it much, but he's a really good quarterback to compliment our good sophomore quarterback. Two guys that are going to battle for a while. First and 10 Tigers, Albritton running it. Going to be hit, brought down. Levi Garrett's there. Also coming up from the defensive backfield was Jimmy Burgess.
I guess Seth Eads, the senior,
in the middle
there with the stop, Daniel.
So the first down run for Albritton, it matches up to the Tiger 49, 1 yard from midfield, setting up second and seven. Tigers getting ready for the fourth play of this second offensive possession of theirs during the contest. They do drive from left to right, Coach Edwards, during this first quarter. What do you think?
That's a very entertaining game, Dan, that's for sure. Both teams moved the ball well. Both defenses made a stand when they had to.
Snapped Albritton, who's under center, gives to Holt. Holt running hard, stops short of the first. Jimmy Burchett on the tackle. And the senior running back who transferred over here from Smith County High School prior to the season, he's listed at 5'10", 185. Thomas, as I mentioned, we held him. Coach Edwards, how many rushing yards did the Tigers have the first time we met them?
Well, the first game, total yards, 137, 52 of those on the ground. Ran it 27 times for 52 yards on the ground.
So only about 2.5 yards during that contest tonight, and already they've got at least that many almost.
Yeah, 29 is what I have them for right now.
Third and one for Gordonsville. The ball sets at the Clay County 45. Big play. Albritton under center. Hands off to Gregory. He takes so short. What a great play. Levi Garrett coming up and filling the hole. It's fourth down. Big decision to make for head coach Scott Clements and his Gordonsville Tiger team. Fourth and short. They say Gregory did get back to the line of scrimmage, and they send out a change of personnel. I'm not sure if this is a punting unit or not. The ball does set in Clay County territory at the 45. Fourth and a long one, Thomas, and it looks like we're going to get a punt. Field position is what won the game for Gordonsville last time, and it looks like Coach Clements content to go for it tonight.
Well, that's the right call here at midfield, especially early in this one, Daniel.
Punt is away. Kerr going to have a chance. Not only lets it go into the end zone, Clay County will take over at their own 20 for their second try.
This one playing out very similar to that first one, Daniel, on defensive battle so far, except for the fact Clay County got a little momentum on the offensive side of the ball. Let's see what they can do with it here, 80 yards from the end zone.
A minute 43 left in this opening quarter as the Dogs take over, as you said, 80 yards out. First and 10, black and gold. 0-0, still the score. Minute 43 left to play in the first. Arms in the gun, three wide to the left, hands off to Sharp. Sharp's not going to have much. Stats from the last contest are here somewhere. We had trouble moving the football in that last game. Carson carried 12 times for 13 yards. We just couldn't get a push up front much to allow our backs to get any positive yardage. We ended up carrying it 20 times for 10 yards in that opening contest.
Yeah, just couldn't get any traction on the ground, Daniel. We saw a little success in the passing game in that first game. Let's see if we can do it on the arm of Keaton Arms right here.
Second 11 after a loss of one on first down. And we have a reverse. Jimmy Burchett with it around the right sideline. Here he goes. Going to have some positive yardage. He is brought down well short of the first down. But on second 11, a little bit of razzle-dazzle here out of the Bulldogs sets him up with third and manageable. The ball's advanced up. Play started on the 19, and now it sets at what we'll call the 27. Third and three. Big play for Clay County here. 40 seconds and ticking left in this first quarter. Dogs break huddle, come to the line. Alec Kerr to the left, along with Joseph Markham at tight end. Another tight end wide out to the right side. Arms in the gun. Here's the snap. It's going to be Sharp around the left side of the line. Block is there. He's got the first. 40, 50, up to the 40, and brought down. Carson Sharp exploding out of the backfield, flipping this Clay County offense from their center of the field into Tiger territory.
Like you said, the blocking was there, Daniel. This left side of the offensive line just collapsing down, and then you got the kick out, and Sharp took that crease and did something with it there. You saw him hit his stride about the midfield there. I thought he was going to go.
Tyler Gregory, the only Tiger who was swift enough to track him down. If not for Gregory, it would have been a score. Fourth play of this drive coming, and I think we may have to wait until the second quarter for it. We're down to 10 seconds and ticking, and Clay County looks content to stay in the huddle. What a great first quarter we've seen. Clay County with the momentum. It's scoreless, but the black and gold are threatening.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Going to be first and 10 Clay County as we start this second quarter. Ball set at the Tiger 39 after the big Carson Sharp run. Arms going to be in the gun. Jacob Burnett to the right is a wideout. Bryson Burch at the tight end. That'll put Joseph Markham and, I believe, Alec Kerr to the left. Arms going to throw the ball. Has time. Steps up in the pocket. Goes deep down the sideline. And it is incomplete. What a great pass. Targeting Alec Kerr down the sideline. I like the play call. First and 10. Take a shot. You're in four down territory. Still got three plays to get the 10 yards. What a great pass it was. Kerr was there, but really good coverage, it looked like, Thomas, by the defensive back.
I think you're right, Daniel. You know, the ball was on the money, outside shoulder, where nobody but Kerr could catch it. I think the defender got a hand in there and kind of poked that one loose.
Second
As
10.
You said, great call by offensive coordinator Coach Harris right there, taking a shot.
Got to take a shot. Second down. Arms in the gun, same set, tight end and wide out either side. Hand up to Sharp, he's cutting, he's dodging. He's got about three, going to be brought down. Scoreless contest, 0-0 here. Sweet 16 matchup. Clay County trying to advance to the third round for what would only be the second time in program history. The other one coming back in 1985. Pick up a two, we'll call it, for Carson, with the ball setting at the 37. The Tiger 37, that is. Third and eight. Keaton in the gun, two wide to either side. Jimmy Burchett coming in motion across the formation, going to run a wheel route up the sideline, arms to throw, has time, now steps to the left, breaks pocket, going to run, brought down close to the line of scrimmage. Clay County with a choice here. The ball's going to be spotted somewhere around the Tiger 35. And I think the punt team is coming down. And when I say punt team, I mean Joseph Markham and Tyler Waffle. It's not a big switch of personnel for us.
Yeah, we talked about that in the first contest. You know, Daniel, we've got 12 or 13 guys that see the field here. And then you got two different line of scrimmages, four golden, four, you know, you're probably looking at
20 to 21 guys.
21 players on this team. So great job by Clay County holding up here in that first quarter scoreless.
Fourth and seven. Ball does set in the Tiger 36. Coach Johnson's going to play field position and punt it away. Markham gets it off. Extremely high kick. Tiger's going to let it hit. There is a flag now. And Gordonsville may have touched this football. Did they? Yes! Clay County football, a Tiger foolishly touched that punt, and it was recovered by Levi Garrett, who wisely was sprinting downfield. There is a flag now, but I think it's going to come where Markham drew contact on the punt, so this should be Clay County football in great field position, sitting down at the Tiger 12-yard line. Big conference coming between these officials. Coach, did you see anything? I spent so much time talking, I sometimes miss stuff.
Well, there was contact back here running into the punter, and then looked downfield. It definitely looked like a blue jersey touched that football, and not sure who fell on it. But
I believe it was Garrett. We believe by Garrett there to do it. Penalty is declined. Clay County got to have it. First and 10, and what an opportunity. Ball setting. at the 12-yard line. The Tigers now the ones with their backs against their own end zone. Let's see how they like it.
Well, we talked about not taking advantage of opportunities in that last contest. Clay County's got to cash in on this gift right here, Daniel.
10:07 on this second quarter clock as Clay County's got it first and 10 from the Gordonsville 12. They can pick up a first down. They'd have to get down to the 2 to do that. Scoreless ball game. Clay County driving left to right from our vantage point. Arms in the gun. A tight end and a wide out to either side. Sharp at his left hip. Hand off to Carson. He's around right side and brought down. Nice tackle made by Bryce and Greer, the sophomore linebacker for the Tigers. Going to have to check the spot. I don't know that Sharp got back to the line. They're going to chalk him up with a loss of one, setting up second and 11. 9:40 and ticking, second quarter. Dogs in the huddle. Now they break with 15 seconds on the play clock. Jimmy Burchett to the left, Jacob Burnett to the right. A pair of tight ends, one to either side, arms in the gun. Going to be a pass. Bootleg to the left. Under pressure. Balls away. It was deflected. A Tiger defensive lineman got a hand on the football. I think Will Dudney, the sophomore defensive end, deflected, arms his pass. So incomplete pass. 3rd and 11. Ball resting still at the Tiger 13-yard line. Two plays. Thomas, we can either pick up 11, get down to the 2, and have a fresh set of downs, or score.
Yeah, man, just a great call right there. Markham's wide open, would have walked into the end zone, Daniel, if it wasn't for that great play by the Tiger at the line.
Timeout taken by Clay County. Big play here coming on 3rd down. They want to make sure they've got a good one put together. 0-0 the score. Second quarter, 9:23 remains.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
When it comes
back
to drive
in Gordonsville, 3rd and 11, 4 Clay County.
Save with the best choice.
Left in this second quarter, they got it at the Tiger 13-yard line. Thomas, what would you like to see here? Two plays to do something. Coach Edwards, are you having trouble?
I think this cold weather's got the computer froze up just a little.
Okay, we're back now.
Give me my fingers.
All right, arms in the gun. Three wide to the left, Jacob Burnett by himself to the right. And it's an empty backfield. Sharp sitting as a wing, and he's in motion. We've got a wildcat set. Sharp going to receive the direct snap. We've not seen this year. Sharp with it. Reverse set up for Kerr. He's going to throw it to Ars. It's called for a touchdown. Clay County leads. What a play call. Carson Sharp receiving the direct snap. Pitches it off to Alec Kerr on a jet sweep. He pulls up and throws it to Keaton Harms and Enzo. And I think Jimmy Burchett might have done something that I didn't even see. Clay County 6, Gordonsville 9. Levi Garrett on to attempt the point after. He was 3-for-3 last week in the opening round win at Copper Basin. Burchett to snap, arms to hold, Garrett to kick. Snap, set, kicks away, it looks good, and it is. Clay County 7, Gordonsville 9, 9:15 left in the second.
Only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have been
back here live. Levi Garrett set to kick off. 9:15 mark of this second quarter. And Clay County leads 7-0.
Especially when it comes to access.
Tigers receive at the 25. Here they come to 30. Immediately the tackle made. Joseph Markham getting involved here. I know we still have some ads playing in the background. Technical difficulties. It is not Coach Edwards' fault, I promise you. 9:10 mark here of the second. As the Tigers take over for what's going to be their third offensive possession, and this one feels completely different than back on September the 18th. We never felt good at any point in that one, Thomas, and tonight the momentum, black and gold.
Well, we've seen the total opposite. We've seen a mistake by Gordonsville, and we've seen Clay County take advantage of an opportunity here to get this early lead. But, you can just see a different football team from Clay County out there right now. They've got some momentum. They've got some confidence going, Daniel.
Albritton under center. Holding a fullback behind him. Going to be a pass. Albritton has time. Ball's away. Caught by number 14 on the far sideline. Jimmy Burchett there to take him down. Accompanied by Joseph Markham and Jacob Burnett. Now, Gordonsville prefers not to pass. But as we said, they can do it very well. They're going to run it at you. If that's all they have to do, that's all they will do. But they can throw the football pretty good. However, Clay County, a very good defensive squad against the pass. And we do have a total of 18 interceptions on the season.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. You can load, you can sell out to stop the run. Clay County can. I think you're seeing Coach Clemens here try to empty that Clay County box a little bit by throwing the football around the yard. Not having as much. What you got going, Daniel?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Got a measure. Chain gang going out to get a measurement. They had it marked second, very short. What an atmosphere, Thomas. We talked about it before. I think this is the eighth second-round game Clay County's had. First time since 90 and 91 that we have advanced to back-to-back second-round games. Gordonsville's turned out well. Clay County's turned out, I don't know what, just as good as Gordonsville has. And just a great atmosphere here tonight.
It is, and you're seeing this crowd is fired up, Daniel. We've seen it from before the kickoff, the getting loud with the horns here and staying on top as Clay County is feeding off of that momentum.
Second one, Auburn under center, hands to Holt. He's hit, breaks the tackle, hit again and brought down. He does get the first down. Tackle was made by Jimmy Burgett, along with two or three other Dogs, Alec Currenbaugh, the defensive backs for Clay County and the outside backers doing a nice job of converging on Holt and trying to help the defensive lineman with the run game. First down, though, for the Tigers. Ball sets at the Gordonsville 41. 8:18 in ticking, second quarter. Clay County 7, Gordonsville none. Tigers drive from right to left, my vantage point atop the visiting bleachers. Albritton under center. One wide to the right, another wide to the left, tight end left. Two backs set behind him. Play action pass. Thrown deep down the middle of the field on the post. It's caught for the touchdown. Number 14, Landon Baker, the junior wideout, got a step on Jacob Burnett. And Albritton showed what he can do with his arm. I told you he was good. Unfortunately, he proves it there with a perfect pass.
It was just a perfect ball, Daniel. He had time, set his feet, lofted it right over the top, and I think you caught Burnett kind of looking in the backfield there for a minute, and the post over the top got him.
7:54 mark, 7-6 the score here in the second quarter. Gordonsville attempting the point after. Tanner Pearson, the sophomore, going to do the kicking. Hopefully Clay County can get some penetration here and disrupt this kick. Albritton is the holder. So you got to watch him for a fake on a rollout pass or something. Snap, set, kicks away. It looks like it's going to be good, and they say it is. 7 minutes and 54 seconds left in the second quarter. We're all tied up at 7 here in Gordonsville.
Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live at Turney Ford Field, Clay County 7, Gordonsville 7. Tigers set to kick off to the black and gold. Big answer there. Four Gordonsville after the Clay County score. To knot it back up at 7 and even the momentum back out. Kicks away. Carson Sharp going to field it at the 25. Here he comes, immediately brought down. Looks like him and Kerr may have got into each other a little bit. Clay County going to take over around the 34 of their end of the field. As they do so, there's going to be 7:49 left on this second quarter clock. Officially, it is at their 34, first and 10, where they've got it 66 yards away from the Tiger end zone. Jacob Burnett and Alec Kerr split to the right. Here's the snap. It was going to be a pass, but whistles immediately blow. Play is stopped. Typically, it would be a false start against Clay County. But it's going to be against Gordonsville. They must have ran somebody onto the field a little too late there. Illegal substitution, the call. And that's going to help the dog effort. Moving it up 5 yards to the Clay County 39. First and 5 now for the Dogs. Arms in the offense in the huddle. Now they break. Jacob Burnett, now that Kerr split to the right. Jimmy and Bryson Burchett to the left. Sharp at the left hip of arms. 10 seconds on the play clock. Gordonsville jumps off sides. Clay County, two consecutive penalties drawn from Gordonsville. And that's an easy as a first down you'll ever get. Gordonsville, the ones kind of self-destructing a little bit here, Thomas. It doesn't bother me a bit.
No, it doesn't me either, Daniel, and that's what I was saying earlier. You know, you're seeing kind of a role reversal here from these two teams, and it may go back to what Coach was talking about. All the pressure's on Gordonsville tonight, just like you said, Coach.
Double set, two wide to either side. Burnett and Kerr to the right. The Burchett's to the left. Going to be a pass. Arms with time. Now has to get roll to the left, and he's brought down. Big sack there by the Tigers. Big number 44, Lucas Carter, 6'2", 269, and he can move. Second 15 after that big loss. Ball now spotted at the Clay County 39, where they had it prior to that last Tiger penalty. Clay County's offensive line to this point has done a nice job. They've given the running backs holes to go through. They've given arms time to throw. Gordonsville so good up front, hard to hold them at bay every play. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Quick screen set up for Kerr. It's thrown, and he is taken down for a loss. Big number 5, Bryson Greer, powered his way past Jimmy Burchett, who was trying to stalk block him, and Kerr, the one who was brought down, a loss of around 4 yards, setting it up at the Clay County 35, third and around 20. And at this point, Clay County hoping just to have a positive and not lose more yardage so they can safely punt it away. 7-7 the score, 6:25 and ticking, second quarter. Burnett and Kerr to the right, the Burchetts to the left. Arms in the gun. Here's the snap. Looks to throw downfield. He wants a lot. Going down the seam. Safely incomplete. Clay County going to live to fight another day and punt this one away. Clay County's only punted once in the contest. Markham had trouble getting that one off. It was a high boomer that was fortunately mishandled by the Tigers, and Clay County took back over a muffed punt. If you remember, back on September the 18th, the Tigers blocked a Markham punt near the Bulldogs' own end zone. That proved to be a catastrophic turn of events that night. So hopefully Markham will have time to get it off here. Ball sets at the Clay County 35. Snap. Markham with time. Gets an end over end kick away. Hits it to 35. Takes a Bulldog bounce. Jacob Burnett there to down it. And it rolls all the way to the 26. So a nice punt by Markham. Pending Gordonsville fairly deep. They'll take over 74 yards away from the Clay County end zone with exactly 6 minutes left in this second quarter. 7-7 the score, Thomas.
Yeah, and I think this is, you know, right where Clay County wants to be. We've seen some positive things on the offensive side of the ball. We see this Clay County defense bowing up time after time just like they do. One big play, the difference in this one, to keep it a tie ball game now at 7-7. Otherwise, Clay County has this one-score lead. You saw him gash us down the seam there over the top to tie it up.
Holt on the first down carry. He gets another big chunk on the far sideline away from us. Jacob Burnett there to run him out of bounds. Short of the first down, but Holt with a nice run. Picks up more than half of what was needed there. Or exactly half, perhaps. It looks like it's second and five. Tigers with it now at the 30. The 31. Second and five. Two wideouts to the left, four Gordonsville. A tight end to the right. Fullback and tailback behind Albritton, who's under center. Here's the snap. Play action pass. Under pressure and sacked. Who is it bringing him down?
Bryson Burgett.
None other than Wade Coons.
Coons and Burgett converge, look like, back there.
Big number 60, Wade Coons back there for the first time tonight. As you said, Thomas, also Bryson Burgett getting back there. Huge negative play for the Tigers. Losing 5 yards, setting up 3rd and 10. Definite passing down. Load up and come after him, I say.
I agree with you, Daniel. That's the first time we've seen Albritton kind of pressured as they get the sack. Clay County got to load up and bring it.
Two wide to the left, one wide to the right. Actually, there's two wide over there, too. Empty backfield for Albritton. Wide receivers everywhere. He's looking downfield. Nowhere to go. Great coverage. Finally, he releases, and it's going to be caught. Inbounds, just a great pass play by Gordonsville. Ball caught by Wyatt Pemberton, a senior. And what about the arm on Albritton? 30 yards, 35 yards on the rope, flipping the field and saving a 3rd and 10 play.
Well, what you see there, no pressure on the quarterback, Daniel. Had all day to throw. You can't cover him that long.
Looks like Clay County's chose to use their second timeout. I started to say third and final. Their second timeout of this first half. 5:01 left. Gordon's, we're going to have it 1st and 10 in Clay County territory when we come back. 7-7.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
On the first down play, coming back from timeout, quarterback Albritton keeps it, picks up around 3 before he's brought down by Levi Garrett. 2nd and 7 now. Tigers playing with it in Clay County territory at the Bulldog 44. 4:40 left here in this second quarter. Clay County will be receiving the third quarter kickoff to start the second half. Two-back set, actually a single-back set for Gordonsville. The quarterback and tailback, Lucas Holt, in the backfield. Tied in and a wideout either side. Auburn in the pass, has all day. Now rolls to the left. He's going to have a lot of room. 40. Brought down. Good open field tackle made by Keaton Arms, who really saved what could have been a big play for Auburn and stopped him short of the first down. Tigers right on the verge of four down territory here. A big Clay County tackle for loss would force head coach Scott Clemens into a punt, though.
Yeah, I agree. We saw that on the opening drive of this game by the Tigers. The big play, I believe it was by Levi Garrett that backed it all up. We need that again here, Daniel, because like you say, inside the 40, I think you see the Tigers go for it.
Third and two for Gordonsville. Ball at the Clay County 38. Albritton under center. A wide out either side. A tight end to the right. Albritton comes back out from under center, looks to the sideline. Looks like the Tigers want a timeout. They know this is a big play here in this contest. 3:25 left in the second quarter. Gordonsville 7, Clay County 7.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, third and one, Albritton under center. Fullback and tailback behind him, hand off to Holt. He's back to the line of scrimmage, gets the first down and a whole lot more. Jacob Burnett getting a ride. Burnett does carry bring down the big senior tailback, but Holt picked up 5 or 6 more after first contact.
Tigers playing quickly, Daniel.
Albritton back under center. They are playing quickly. First and 10 from the Clay County 25. Handoff again to Holt. This time he's hit by Arms and brought down by Host of Dogs for only a gain of about 1. It'll be 2nd and 9, 2nd and 8, Thomas, and that's the type of defense we need here. Gordons, we're going to go heavy, bringing in big number 44, Lucas Carter. That defensive tackle, we'll have to see where they line him up.
Yeah, we see them sometimes put them in at fullbacks, Daniel, and go jumbo and overload to one side. Seeing it here.
Their defensive tackles are their tight ends, and as have you said, what a big meaty line. Hand off again to Holt. Turnover loss made. What a play. None other than Wade Coons flying in there with a big tackle for loss. The junior inside linebacker refusing to give up more yardage to Holt on that one.
Just this great instinct there from Coons. Daniel picked the seam and took it and brought him down in the backfield with kind of a suplex move there.
3rd and 10 now for the Tigers. Ball at the Clay County 25-yard line. 4 down territory here, so the Tigers have got 2 plays to pick up the 10 yards. Albritton going to be in the shotgun. It is a pistol set. With Holt the tailback behind him, a tight end and a wide out to either side. Albritton on the snap, play action pass, he's under pressure. Will he be brought down? No, he breaks pocket, goes to the left, going to pick up yardage. He may get all the way to the end zone. He does not. He's run out of bounds inside the 10. A first down pickup. I kind of commented earlier that Albritton a better passer than runner, but maybe I underestimated his feet a little bit.
Yeah, just great moves there. Tucked it and run, got it around the end and kind of outrun Keaton Arms. Arms dove, got a hand on his back heel there, Daniel, or he's in the end zone.
First and goal now for the Tigers. They have it at the Clay County 9. Clay County, though, has been so great with their backs against the wall this season. Hopefully here in this second round of the playoffs, they can bow their backs one more time. First and goal, Tigers. Minute 40 and ticking here. Albritton with it. Second quarter action. Ball still intercepted. And it's going to be Keaton Arms. What a play. He is by bound. Didn't have a chance for much of a return. The sophomore inside linebacker, Thomas, so smart, just sit there in that empty spot of the zone, kind of hit almost from Albritton and picked him off. And yeah, there's no better feeling for a quarterback than to intercept one yourself.
No doubt about it. And Keaton just kind of reading Albritton's eyes in the backfield there and just broke on it perfectly, straight across the middle, caught it at the goal line, brought it out to, looks like, about the 5, maybe.
They're going to say it's on the 7. Clay Kenny takes over at their own 7-yard line here. A minute and a half left in the second quarter, 7-7 the score. Clay County going to drive left to right on this possession. A tight end and a wide out to either side, arms in the gun. Here's the snap, hands off to Sharp. Carson back into the line, running hard, keeps his feet moving through contact, picks up some yardage around 5 perhaps. Looks like they spot it down at the 11. The clock here at Gordonsville High School says he's on the 10, so we'll call it a gain of 3, 4 sharp, setting up 2nd and 7. Nice facility here at Turney Ford Field. Under a minute to play in this first half. Clay County trying to get more points. Currently it's tied up 7-7. Same set, tied in the wide out either way. Keaton Arms, quarterback keeper, running hard. Brought down short of the first down. Clay County, if Coach Edwards is right, has one timeout left.
I think you just get in the locker room here, Daniel, if you can. Take a snap, run it right up the gut, let this one run out. Live to fight another day. It's a tick down under 30 seconds.
Dogs do get the ball to start the second half. Currently, it sits at the Bulldog 14-yard line. 15 seconds here and ticking in the second quarter. Clay County going to have to snap. 10 seconds on the play clock, 13 on the game clock. 3rd and 4. Arms calm for the snap. Hands up to Sharp. He's hard to the outside. Gets the corner. Cuts north and south. Brought down short of the sticks. And the first half ends. What a great first half of football we've had here in Gordonsville, Tennessee tonight. It's Clay County 7, Gordonsville 7, halfway through this second round playoff contest.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro. Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first 2 quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save, but the best choice is Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Gordonsville, Tennessee, at Turney Ford Field, where this game is knotted up at halftime, 7-7 between the Dogs and the Tigers. And it's been another defensive battle so far here in the first half, as both teams only have one scoring drive, and the first one for Clay County. They get into the scoreboard first with a Philly special, where Alec Kerr took a handoff and threw it back to quarterback Keaton Arms for 13 yards out. Levi Garrett made the point after touchdown to make it 7-0. And then Gordonsville immediately answered with a long touchdown pass down the middle to tie it up at the 7:49 mark of the second quarter. And then from there, punch and turnover on downs for both teams. And then Keaton Arms sealed the half to keep it a tie ball game with an interception with a minute and 33 to play in the first half to go into halftime knotted up at 7. Clay County has 16 rushes for 96 yards in the first half, and they have thrown the ball 7 times, completed 3 for 11 yards, including that 13-yard touchdown. Arms is 2 for 6 for negative 2, and then, of course, Kerr is 1 for 1 for 13 yards. Carson Sharps carried the ball 7 times for 40 yards. Alec Kerr has 1 carry for 39 yards. Jimmy Burchett, 1 carry for 8 yards. And Keaton Arms, 7 carries for 9 total yards. Arms is also the star of the night so far on the defensive side of the ball. He's got 6 tackles and that interception. Levi Garrett has 3 stops and a tackle for loss. Jimmy Burchett has 3. Jacob Burnett has 4. And then Wade Coons also has 2 stops, a sack, and 1 for loss. Again, Clay County and Gordonsville in the second round of the playoffs knotted up at 7 at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.pcenc.
There we go. 7-7 here at halftime this second round football game. Clay County trying to advance to their first quarterfinal since 1985. Before we talk a little more football, I want to take an opportunity here to mention one thing that is also near and dear to this Clay County football team. Young Evan Hayes, who has four cousins, no less, playing on this Bulldog football team, battling with cancer. And I believe this information is correct in me saying that they are trying to find a match for a bone marrow donation for him. There's a website. It's free for those who are 18 to 35 to get swabbed and be on the life-saving donor list. That website is giftoflife.org. There's about a 2 or 3 a month window for him to find a match, and time is critical, we understand, for that to happen. So just want to mention that. Evan, of course, a student down at Salina K-8. And has been battling that for several years now. Coach, kind of an action-packed first half, even though it's 7-7 here. Both teams moving up and down the field. What's Gordonsville stats look like?
18 rushes for 73 yards, 106 yards through the air on 4-4 passing from sophomore quarterback. I forget his first name, Al Britton.
Matthew
Al Britton. Also has one touchdown and one interception. But what we talked about prior to the game was Clay County not helping Gordonsville any, and they haven't. They haven't turned the ball over. No penalties for Clay County. Gordonsville, 2 penalties for a total of 10 yards.
Well, it's exactly the type of first half that we needed to put together. You called for it in the final word. Talked about getting it to your playmakers. We've seen that. Alec Kerr's had some big plays. Carson Sharp, some big plays. Keaton Arms, some big plays. It's been spread around. Different people been given the opportunity to be successful here tonight so far. And you talked about that, just not helping them. And as you mentioned, they certainly have done a good job with that. I want to go ahead, before you do the budget pest control scoreboard update, and mention the Clay County High School cheerleaders. We always like to run through them during this portion of our show. Several freshmen on the squad, looks like five. Allison Collins, Callie Devanna, Chloe Graves, Lainey Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Four sophomores, Katie Burnett, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, and Kenley Trobaugh. Four juniors, Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith. And the two seniors, Austin and Maggie Weir. Cheerleading sponsors, Stephen and Lana Chipwood. Coach, what about scores? I know we don't have as many games going on across the state as we usually do. Only eight games taking place in single-A football.
Yeah, Daniel, we've got seven of those scores, starting with Coalfield 20, Greenback 14 in the fourth quarter. Here's one that's been surprising us. South Pitt 21, Monterey 14 at the half. Oliver Springs 22, Cloudland 20, fourth quarter. Huntland 8, Fayetteville 8, halftime. Moore County 21, Huntingdon 8, second quarter. West Carroll 8 and Greenfield 0 in the first quarter out in West Tennessee. A few other games of interest. Watertown 14, Marion County 7 in the second quarter.
Wow, tight one there.
It is, it is. Trousdale and Bledsoe County 0-0 at halftime. Loudoun 21, Upperman 0 at halftime. Scoreboard update brought to you as always, Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug.
Is it too late to change my pick on the Loudoun-Upperman game? Get half a point since it's halfway through?
I'm in favor of it.
You're the one that makes the rules on
I'm
that.
I'm on your team here.
Folks, we're fixing to get action underway here in this third quarter. Clay County going to receive this opening kickoff. It's been a good one so far. You just didn't feel like back on September the 18th, these two teams were evenly matched. It felt like Gordonsville had an upper hand, especially up front in the trenches. Well, tonight, that's not been the case, Thomas. The black and gold offense and defensive line has battled, and it's been a pretty neutralized thing up front tonight. What a great job by the guys in the trenches so far.
I think so, Daniel, and you got to give this Clay County defense credit. You know, they pretty much shut down Gordonsville. I'm not sure what Coach gave on the stats there, but one big play is the reason why this game is tied right now. And like you say, we've seen as Gordonsville keeps one onside, Daniel.
Onside kick, it was an excellent executed opportunity for the Tigers, and they very well could have it. I've yet to see a signal, and I think they do. No, all right. Clay County dodging a bullet there. I wondered if we would see head coach Scott Clemens roll the dice there coming out on halftime in this tight ball game. Kind of almost shows a little bit of anxiety, perhaps a little bit of desperation on his part, trying to gain the upper hand in a contest that he probably hoped that he'd be leading by several scores now. And we're knotted up, and here we go. Third quarter action, ball at the Clay County 39, arms in the gun, two wideouts to either side, first and 10. Here's the snap, hand off to Carson Sharp. He's right into the heart of the Tiger defense, and nothing doing there. Looks like a good halftime speech given by the coaching staff of the Tigers, because that front line fired up now. They run a 50 defense. That interior group of the tackles and nose guard with a lot of penetration on that play. Whistles blow here. I'm not sure what the holdup is. Clock did not start. I see. We do have a pickup of 1 yard for Carson Sharp there, setting up second and 9. Clay County really needing to come down and score here, keeping the upper hand in this game. They led first, 7-9. Gordonsville came back, so the Tigers have yet to lead in this contest. And certainly we hope that they never do, as we still await the clock to be adjusted. I assume they'll put something about something like 10:50 on there, maybe run 10 seconds off. I'm not sure. What about that South Pitt Monterey score, 21-14 at the half? I'm not a betting man, but certainly would have lost money on that one. South Pitt's such a strong team, even better this year than last year. And Monterey, you know, if nothing else, you know, if the Pirates won and we won this and then went on, well, there's enough to look at and say, guys, you can play with this bunch.
That's
you
right.
know, Monterey did, toe-to-toe, 21-14, regardless how it might turn out up or down in South Pitt tonight. Hopefully Monterey will take care of business down there against the heavily favored South Pittsburgh Pirates. What an upset that would be.
And I think it's been about ball control for the Wildcats. I've been texting back and forth from my good friends, old Pirate Terry Everett down there. He said, you know, the South Pitts had the ball three times. They scored all three times. So it's been about that Wildcat offense, maybe ball control.
Monterey doing a good job up front, controlling the line against the Pirates. Back underway here, 11:35 on this third quarter clock as Clay County's getting ready to snap on second nine. They play it with three wide to the left. That's the Bryson and Jimmy Burchett, along with Alec Kerr, Jacob Burnett, to the far sideline, singled up over there by himself. Here's the snap. Stuck in the gut of Sharp. He's got it. Gets back to maybe the line of scrimmage. Randall Ray, the defensive tackle for Gordonsville. He's had such a great season. Another one of those guys that transferred over from in-county Smith County High School. He's listed at 6'1", 254. A big body. Third and eight. Two carries to Carson Sharp on first and second down. He got a yard each time. Passing situation here. Two wide out to either side. Jimmy Burchett in motion, left, right. Snap was low. It's picked up. Quarterback keeper, Keaton Arms, nothing doing. Immediately, arms brought down by Bryson Greer, who's having a good game from defensive end. In Clay County, three and out here to start this third quarter. Not at all what we wanted to see. Just didn't have that same push up front, that same pizzazz that they did in the first half of play.
Yeah, you saw the penetration there by the Tigers as he got back. It was kind of a low slam. Arms picked it up, did the best he could, but still lost 2 yards there, Daniel.
Joseph Markham on the punt. Punts have been dangerous against Gordonsville. They do a good job of getting penetration. Burchett the snap. Here's the snap. It's good. Here's the kick. It's good. End over end. Going to hit around the 30, take a bulldog bounce down inside the 25 where Jacob Burnett's there to down it. As a Tiger, 24. So Gordonsville, a 76-yard field in front of them as they take over for the first time here in the second half. 7-7 the score, 10:03 left in the third quarter. Tiger's going to be moving left to right from our vantage point. Clay County defensively has done a nice job thus far. As you mentioned, Thomas, it truly came down to one big play. That was a deep post pass that they hooked up on back in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, it just got the step down the middle, and the quarterback Albright laid it over the top. You don't see that much against this Clay County defense.
Albright under center, hands off to Holt. He goes down the left side of his offensive line, and there's nothing there. Great penetration. And that's got to be Levi Garrett involved, or John Hamilton. Hamilton's over there as well as Garrett, both of the sophomores. I say chalk them up, both something on that, Thomas. It's a tackle for loss, too. Second 11. We talked about Gordonsville's defensive line getting a push. Neither time was it as good as that Clay County defensive line push.
Yeah, and they played well all night long. The senior Seth Eads in the middle and the sophomores both on the edge, and Hamilton and Garrett. And we've seen them do it in the last game. We've seen them so far here at Turning Point Field tonight.
Heavy set to the right for Gordonsville. Unbalanced. Will they run that way? They do. Power student body right. Tall sweep. Bryson Burchett, nothing to it. He makes the tackle from his outside linebacker position. It was simply just a power sweep. They had both wide outs plus a tight end to the right. Fullback coming that way, too. Pitched it back to their senior running back, Holt. Darrell Holt, 5'10", 185 pounds. He's quite a load, but Burchett there to make the stop, giving up only 3 yards, setting up second nine, or third and nine.
Good play. Burchett got upfield, held the edge, and then shed his guy back to the inside to make the tackle, Daniel.
Passing situation. Albritton under center. Two wide outs left, tight end right. Fullback and tailback behind him. Play action pass. They're going for the post again. Nearly intercepted. Great defensive pass play. I think it was Joseph Markham or Wade Coons, one that had the deflection. And three and out for Clay County to start the third quarter. But more importantly, three and out for Gordonsville to start the third quarter as the punter comes back onto the field in the ever-dangerous Alec Kerr going to drop back around the 50-yard line awaiting this kick. That's something we did not have in that first contest, a big special teams play. Clay County's had them several times this year. It would be great for the sophomore skill player to dive up one of those magic plays right now. Here's the punt. They're not going to give Kerr a chance. He has been known to fly up and grab one, though, on the bounce. This one goes out of bounds. He's not going to have the chance. Clay County going to take over at their own 35-yard line, 65 yards away from the Tiger end zone, trying to break this 7-7 tie. 8:22 left in the third quarter. Coach, as you run across scores from that South Pitt Monterey game, feel free to just jump in and throw them out there. We'll try to credit budget pest control each time we do, but that's definitely one we want to keep an eye on.
I'll do it.
Clay County with it, first and 10. Arms in the gun. Kerr and Markham to the left. Burgett and Burnett to the right. Hand off to Sharp. He's off the right side. Has a better game this time than he did on the carries on the previous possession. Pretty good push behind right tackle John Hamilton. And right guard Stone Lynn. Stone, not someone we've talked a lot about. Thomas, he has started at right guard these last couple games. He's a sophomore, part of that talented class. Has not played a lot to this point, but he's playing in what's the biggest game any of these guys have ever participated in and doing a great job.
He is, Daniel. We've seen guys step up all season long, and Stone Lynn's one of them here late in this season.
Second and 6. Clay County snapping from the 39. Play action pass. Arms rolls. Pass knocked to the ground by the Gordonsville defensive end. Gordonsville's done a nice job tonight of getting hands on those arms passes. Nothing Keaton's doing wrong at all. It's just that Gordonsville doing a good job of getting their hands up.
That play really didn't have a chance there, Daniel. It was just kind of a naked boot to this side. I think it was Markham maybe sneaking out of the backfield. He was covered up and then armed with somebody in his face there. Lucky to get that one off, really.
Third and 7 from the Clay County 39-yard line. Arms in the gun. Kerr to the left with Markham at tight end. Burchett tight end right. Burnett the wide out. Arms to pass. Has time. Steps up in the pocket. Throws a dart downfield for Kerr. Score! It is caught by Alec Kerr. What a play! He's immediately brought down, but he has flipped the field. That's one thing this Clay County offense has missed throughout the season. Throwing the ball deep down the sideline to Kerr, to Burnett, to these guys right then. Arms and Kerr hooked up on what's one of the first of many deep ball connections, flipping the field. Now it's first and 10 at the Tiger 23.
You can't get any tighter coverage, Daniel. That ball was put where Kerr could only go up and get it. He went and got it.
Arms in the gun, two wide to either side. Sharp at his left hip. Hand off to Carson. Not much there. Gordonsville owns the interior line there. You've got to keep running it sometimes to keep them honest. But Gordonsville very stingy with rushing yards up the middle, as we talked about. Back in September, Clay County walked away with only 10 positive rushing yards. They've got more than that tonight. 6:50 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County in the huddle. No gain on the carry, second and 10. Ball sitting at the Tiger 23, just outside the red zone. Bryson Burchett and Jimmy Burchett to the left. Jacob Burnett and Alec Kerr to the right. Kerr in motion from right to left across the formation. He's going to go down the sideline. Arms is looking for him. Doesn't go there. He went to Burchett. What a catch. Jimmy Burchett runs a little crossing route, a skinny post. Had to dive, lay out laterally, parallel with his body to turn him forward field. He makes the catch. Unfortunately, just short of the first down. The ball now sets at the Tiger 14-yard line, which third and 1. Clay County threatening here. 7-7 the score. Second round of the playoffs. 6 minutes and ticking left in the third quarter. Heavy set. Arms under center. Kerr the standing tailback. Two fullbacks in the game. Hand off to Kerr. He's right into the heart of the defense. Picks up about a yard, and that's all Clay County needed. I think he got the first down. Forward progress, I believe, will move the chains. Levi Garrett comes out of the scrum. A little gimpy. Player still on the ground. A Tiger on the ground, I know. Injured player on the field for Gordonsville. Scoreboard says 4th-and-1. They have yet to set the ball, though. We're going to go to injury timeout break here. It's going to be 4th-and-short or 1st-and-10, depending on the spot, when we come back from break. Clay County 7, Gordonsville 7.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small-town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live, 4th-and-1. Kerr was short on 3rd down. Same set, arms under center, double fullbacks. Kerr the standing tailback. Good time for a quarterback sneak. Here's the snap. Arms on the keeper. He has the 1st down. Forward progress, and maybe more. His offensive line pushes him all the way down inside the 5. 1st and goal, Clay County. 3rd quarter action, 5:10 on the clock. 7-7 the score. Sweet 16 game here between the number 1 seed and number 3 seed out of Region 4A. Clay County playing for the opportunity to advance to the 3rd round of the playoffs for only the 2nd time in program history. The last coming 35 years ago in 1985. Arms under center, 1st and goal, play action pass. He's rolling on a naked boot. Picks up about 3, advancing down to around the 2. Most of the people in the stands, including some of the players on the field, thought the ball was handed off to Kerr for an over-the-top dive. Arms, though, comes out of there with it on a bootleg to the right, and he's barreled all the way down to what looks up from here like the 2-yard line. 6 feet the difference between the football and the goal line. 2nd goal, arms under center. Here's the snap, gives to Kerr. Kerr with 4 progress, waiting for the signal. I think they're going to mark him short. He'll be placed down just shy of the goal line, 3rd and goal. And I think there's less than 1 foot to go. So anything short of a Keaton Arms sneak, surely the big-bodied sophomore quarterback can get it in on 2 plays with only inches to go. I see less than 1 foot between the nose of the football and that goal line. 3:45 and ticking, 3rd quarter. 3rd and goal, 7-7 the score. Clay County trying to extend. Kerr over the top, touchdown! Clay County breaks the 7-7 tie, taking the lead in the contest, 13-7. It was a heavy set, arms was under center, double fullbacks, and Alec Kerr, the standing tailback, they handed it to him. Thomas, he elevated, extended the ball, and it went over the plane.
And you see that every time, Daniel. He gets in the end zone somehow. Got a nose for it. Kerr over the top for the score.
A huge extra point opportunity coming here for Levi Garrett. Burchett to snap. Arms to hold. Snap. Set. Kicks away. It's straight. It's true. It's good. 14-7 the score. And Clay County leads. 3:35 left in the 3rd.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, Levi Garrett kicks it off. Little reverse play set up. It was a fake. A Tiger's got it going down the far sideline. Fortunately, Alec Kerr, I believe. Alec Kerr on a touchdown saving tackle. And we have a personal foul going to be called against who, Coach? Gordonsville, number 10. Clay? 10, I think, is Canyon Short. Have to go to my roster. Not a number we call a lot.
It was number 10, Dan. It was a gesture, I believe, that got the flag drawn on him.
Well, what had me confused was I saw Gordonsville's number 10, Darryl Holt. I suppose maybe he was the one that was on the receiving end of that gesture. He was close to the flag. Okay. Costly penalty there for Clay County. We talked about we needed to not help the Tigers at all, and this is a lot of help to them because it's a 15-yarder that sets them up in black and gold territory at the 43. Very short field for a good offense. First and 10 for the Tigers. Clay County leads 14-7. Gordonsville driving a left to right from our vantage point. Albritton going to be under center. Fullback and tailback behind him. Flanker and tight end right. Another tight end left. Toss sweep to Holt. Tackle for a loss is made. John Hamilton there. Bryson Burchett had penetration. Forced Holt to the outside into the waiting arms of the sophomore tackle, John Hamilton. And Thomas, he's making it a regular thing to be in the opponent's backfield.
He is. And like I say, been really impressed with this front three from Clay County. They've answered the call here tonight. They got off the bus just like they did down at Ducktown versus Copper Basin. They got off the bus here in Gordonsville tonight, fired up and ready to go, and they're maintaining it here all the way through the second half.
Second and 15 after the big loss of five. Gordonsville hadn't been treated this way all season. Albritton under center. Two tight ends, Flanker to the right. Hand off to Gregory, who's at tailback. Another great defensive play. Keaton Arms there, wrapping up the ankles of Gregory. It was a gain of yardage, but only about two, Thomas, leaving the Tigers with a vulnerable third and 13. So you know we're in a passing down here. Clay County secondary is going to have to be ready.
The secondary is going to be ready. We've got to get some pressure on Albritton right here. We haven't seen that all night long. He's got all night to throw back there, and we've seen him take advantage of it. We've seen Hamilton with the pressure. We've got the freshman Tyler Waffle looks like in at nose guard. A little more speed on the inside. Garrett on the outside. Maybe bring a blitz here. I'd like to see some pressure here, maybe from a linebacker spot.
Third and 13, Albritton in the gun. Double set, two wide to either side. Holt behind him. Here's the snap. It is a pass. Ball's away. Deep post down the middle. Intercepted! Intercepted by Jacob Burnett. What a play! Alec Kerr went up, deflected the football, and it was Burnett speeding down the field to catch the deflection.
What a play by the senior, Daniel. We saw him making special teams play. We've seen his coverage tonight. Redemption, too. He gave up the touchdown early in this game. Wanted to make a play to get it back to Clay County. Great job by the senior.
It's third and long. One of those opportunities for Gordonsville. It's essentially like a punt, but a great defensive play by Burnett, who nets his second interception on the season. Clay County taking over on the offensive after the Burnett interception. They snap it from their own 17. Handoff inside. Must have been Sharp. I didn't see the ball carrier. It was Carson. Play originated at the Bulldog 17. And from what I can see, it still sits there. No gain. Second and 10. huge crowd has traveled from Salina down here to Gordonsville tonight. Credit them with really supporting this Bulldog team, keeping them fired up throughout this contest. Three wideouts to the left, one to the right. Arms in the gun, sharp at his right hip. Here's the snap, going to be a pass. Arms looking downfield, releases for Burchett, nearly intercepted. Trying to hit Jimmy Burchett on a deep post route. Ball went just a little wide of the mark for Burchett. Third and ten. I like the deep shots. That's one thing we've talked about. They've turned arms loose a little bit tonight. He's showing that he's one of the most talented passers around Upper Cumberland.
He is, Daniel. And, you know, the last two on that scoring drive, it was the big play down the sideline, a 38-yard completion to Alec Kerr to set up that score on a beautiful ball from Arms. Let's see if he can do it here on this big third down.
Third and 10. Jimmy Burchett in motion. A whistle blows. Potential false start against Clay County. We sometimes see that in these situations. Third and 15 after the 5-yard penalty. Makes things a little harder here. Already we were having to throw 10 yards downfield for the first, so it's probably don't change the play call or anything. Third and 15 now.
Well, if you can pick up half of it here, Daniel, give Markham room to punt where he's not standing at the back of his own end zone, I think you got a win here.
Dogs traveling from right to left here in this third quarter. 54 seconds left in the quarter. Clay County leads 14-7. I don't feel like I've said that in a while. I apologize for that. Third and 15.
Something safe, I think. You know, you want to either, if you're going to throw the ball, maybe throw it quickly, get it out, and give one of the receivers a chance to run with it, or maybe an arms keeper here.
Burchett in motion, left or right across the formation. Jet sweep keeper, it looks like by Arms. I still don't see it. That was the ball.
I think it was a reverse to Kerr.
It was
supposed to be a throwback to this side, Daniel. He did get it off. It's incomplete.
We saw the jet sweep handoff to Burchett. He went across the formation, went and handed off to Kerr, who was coming back, and he was trying to look downfield for, like you said, I believe, Arms. Same play they scored on earlier in the first quarter, and Arms that time just held up by the Gordonsville defensive end. Markham on the punt. Fourth and 15, 47 seconds left in the third. 14-7 the score. Clay County leads.
Have to be careful here. Like you said, you already talked about it. Have one blocked in the same position in the first game.
Markham with it. Snap was good. Kicks away. Not his best effort, but it was not blocked. Takes a bulldog bounce. Gordonsville, nevertheless, going to take over with an extremely short field. They'll have it first and 10 from their 34. Not their 34, the Clay County 34. Only 34 yards away from that Bulldog end zone and points that could tie this game up. The Tigers have never led in the contest. Clay County went up 7-9, then it was tied 7-7. Currently, Clay County leads 14-7.
A big three and out by that Clay County defense on Gordonsville's first drive of the second half, and then we responded with a huge play down the sideline to Alec Kerr. Kerr capped the drive with a 1-yard score, Daniel, and then Burnett stopped the last one with an interception.
Albritton was under center on first and 10. Bad center quarterback exchange with the football. It fell to the turf of Turney Ford Field. No gain. Well, actually, they ended up getting one. Second nine. Play clock at 15. Game clock at 25. So the Tigers will have to run one more play here in the third. Aubrey, another center, two tight end set, hand off to Holt. He's into the heart of the defense, brought down. Picked up 5 to 6 yards, and we've got some to-the-whistle playing here between Burchett and number 20. And what I like about it, Thomas, back in September, it was the Dogs getting driven after the whistle. This time it was Burchett being the aggressor.
Well, there's a whole nother attitude to this Bulldog team tonight, Daniel. They're responding to the physicality of the Tigers, and I'll just be honest with you, Clay County's being more physical at this point. You saw Burchett get the better of number 20 on that one.
End of the third quarter, Clay County 14, Gordonsville 7. 12 minutes left here in this second round contest.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Back here live on third and short. Holt run for a first down, tackled by Joseph Markham, currently a Tiger, down injured on the field. Number 63, Damian Franklin, senior offensive lineman. We're going to go ahead and go to injury timeout. 11:55 left in the fourth, Clay County 14, Gordonsville 7.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live at Turney Ford Field, player for Gordonsville, walked off under his own power. Always nice to see that. 11:55 left in this contest. Clay County 14, Gordonsville 7. Tigers with it on the edge of the red zone at the 20, threatening to score. Albritton under center, double tight set. Hand off to Holt. Hit around the line of scrimmage. Levi Garrett, the primary tackler, I believe. I'm watching the pile. It was Garrett. Let us clarify. We say this a lot. We hadn't in a couple weeks. Consistently, Clay County does such a great job of gang tackling. There's always at least three different players
That's
involved,
right.
Sometimes more. We pick out the guy we think made first hit, had the most of the wrap-up. But you could have easily credited that to three different guys.
This play was such reckless abandon, Daniel. Gang tackling. As they give it to Holt again, and they stop him.
Second and 7. Hand off to Holt. Not much there. Going to be third and around 5. I think Holt may have picked up about 2 on that one. They had it first and 10 at the 20. They have marched it down to the 15.
Big John.
Two plays to pick up 5 yards for Gordonsville. Clay County gets the stingiest, though, when they're playing right out in front of their own end zone. Albritton under center, 2 tight ends, a flanker to the right. Hand off to Holt. He's off the left side, has the first down. Going to be first and goal, Tigers. His Holt advances up to the 7. Kerr involved on the stop, someone else, too. Such a good football game that we have seen here this evening so far. Clay County 14, Gordonsville 7, 10-20 and ticking, fourth quarter. First and goal, Tigers, Albritton under center. He gives the Holt again. He's off the left side, runs over one Clay County defender and into the end zone. Holt running like a senior who's playing in his last game if he doesn't get in the end zone. And that's what did it, just that frantic excellent effort by the senior running back. And the score is 14-13. Big play coming here for the Tigers. I suspect that they will kick a little early to be going for two. Clay County, hopefully, we've not seen a bucket field goal all year. I remember several years ago when we started broadcasting, senior James Short used to mock them regularly. Since then, I hadn't seen anybody do it. Snap, set, kicks away, and it is good. Looked like it might have been wide right, but I'm sure the officials had a better view than me. 10 minutes and 10 seconds left. Clay County 14. Gordonsville 14. Stay with us for the final conclusion.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live with the Horizon Sports Network. 10 minutes and 10 seconds left here at Turney Ford Field. Clay County 14, Gordonsville 14. Tigers set to kick off. Got to watch for a pooch kick or an onside here. And they're going to kick deep. Could it be Jimmy Burchett fielding to the 15? He's already taken one back this year. 25-30 into the arms of a lot of Tigers. A nice return, though, for Burchett, about 16 to 17 yards. The winner of this contest moving on next week to face the winner of the South Pitt-Monterey game. We felt like the Pirates would completely run away with that. The last score we've had on that, 21-14 at the half in favor of South Pittsburgh. What a great effort by the Wildcats down in South Tennessee tonight. First and 10, Clay County. 32-yard line at their end of the field. 68 yards in front of them. 10:04 left in the contest, and a whistle blows. Timeout taken by Clay County. Coach Johnson and Coach Harris wanted to talk to their offensive unit before they ran that first down play. Every play from this point on, just such a huge play, Thomas. We talked about during the Battle Bulldog History pregame show, chronicled the second round contest of the past, and we've not had a lot of them. This is the 8th one, I believe. And we've only won one second-round game in our history, that coming back in 1985. Just how big would it be to walk out of here tonight with a win?
It would be huge. I mean, this is a – we've talked about what this current Bulldog team has done to bring back football here in Clay County. Well, this would set the standard for years to come. You get a win right here at Gordonsville tonight and move on to the third round. You know, and Clay County has battled tonight. It's a tie ball game, 14-14, 10 minutes left. In somebody's season right here, Daniel.
Right, that's right. Here we go. Dogs back in the line. First and 10. Ball set into Clay County 32. Burnett to the right. Curry to the left. Double tight set. Hand off to Joseph Markham, who's now the tailback. Not much doing for him. Sharp had trouble getting yards tonight. He had a big, nice run early in the contest to flip the field. Since then, the Tiger defense has been pretty stingy against the run. And Markham, who's a little heavier back than Sharp, loses a yard on first down, setting up second 11.
Yeah, first carry tonight for Markham. We saw Kerr had one big run earlier on his first touch, took it 39 yards, then he had the short yardage, got the one-yard touchdown. But other than that, it's been Sharp. He's got 12 carries for 45 yards, Daniel.
Two wings to the right for Clay County. Hand off to Sharp. He runs behind those wings. No, it's Kerr in the backfield on the carry. Kerr picks up a few yards positive, but it's going to be third and long. The Tigers say they ripped the football out. They all signal their way. No official does, though. Third down. Third and 10, we'll call it. So I guess Kerr picks up 1 yard on that carry. Passing situation for the Dogs. 8:52 and ticking left in the contest. Clay County 14, Gordonsville 14. Third and 10. Dogs with it. Ball sets at their 32-yard line. Two wideouts to either side. Arms in the gun. Sharp at his left hip. Burchett in motion. Left to right across the formation. Here's the snap. Arms to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to run. He's got about half of it. Can he make it? He does. He gets enough, I think. He's awful close. It depends on the spot. Keaton Arms, who scrambled to the left without a lot of blocking, is very, very close to the first down, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's got it. Yes, first down signal made, and the sophomore quarterback using his legs to move the chains on what could be a historic signature Clay County drive.
Yeah, and I like to see it, Daniel. I called for it to start the game. We haven't seen that power run from Keaton Arms. He tucked it there and got it. I like to see him just take the snap and go straight ahead.
First and 10 Dogs. Two wide to either side. Burchett in motion. Jet sweep to him. He's off the right side. 45. Up to midfield of the 50. Barrels ahead to the 45 and another black and gold first down. Sophomore Jimmy Burchett with about a 15-yard pickup. And you see the black and gold Bulldogs on the field starting to get a little bit of swagger and a little bit of attitude about them, Thomas.
Yeah, Daniel, we're seeing different ball carriers here. Seen Arms do it, seen Kerr, we've seen Markham, and now Jimmy Burchett doesn't get many touches, but when he does something with it, Daniel.
First and 10, ball at the Tiger 44. Kerr in motion, right and left across the formation. Jet sweep to him. Can he get the edge? Good pursuit by Gordonsville, not much there. Don't know that Arms got back to the line. It'll be close. Just a good defensive effort by the Tigers. They didn't get to be 8-3 on this season for any bad reason. They're a good football team. Clay County taking them down to the wire tonight, though. 14-14 left, in, or 14-14 the score. 7 minutes left in the contest. Dogs driving, chewing up time. Second and 10. Ball at the Tiger 44. Burnett, Burchett, and Kerr to the right. Rice and Burchett to the left. Arms with a snap, option play, right side, pitches to Sharp, 45, 40, up to the 35 and out of bounds. Nice execution on the option play. First time the Dogs have run it tonight. Another first down. This drive started back at the Clay County 32. Currently, it's at the Tiger 35, first and 10, actually third and short. Third and one. Sharp stepped out of bounds a little short of the sticks. Four down territory for the Dogs here, unless they lose yardage on this play. Kerr on the sideline. Burnett to the right. Two tight end set. Double wing. Carson Sharp the tailback. In the left tip of Arms. Here's the snap. Hand off to Sharp. Hitting the backfield. Does not get enough for the first. Driven down at the 35. No gain. Fourth and one. For Clay County. 6:15 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Dogs 14. Tigers 14. Dogs trying to convert here on fourth and about 3 feet. Kerr back in the contest. Also coming out is Tyler Wathel. That tells me and Austin Anderson we're going to be under center. Double fullback. Kerr the standing tailback. Gordons was ready for it. 10 bodies, all close. Clay County jumps. False start by the left tight end. A fairly manageable fourth and one turns into now fourth and six. The Gordonsville defensive tackle flinched, which he's allowed to do. He didn't come across the neutral zone. When movement was seen by the Clay County tight end, he flinched in return. He can't do that. He's got to sit still. Fourth and six. Ball at the Tiger 40. Personnel issues on the field for Clay County. Going to have to use a timeout.
They're talking about going for it. Now Coach Johnson says he's going to punt. So trying to get it off here. 7-6.
Play clock at 5. Clay County not see it. And we're going to have to burn a timeout. Just a high-pressure moment. the Dogs did not handle very well right there. We're going to go to break. 5:50 left in the fourth quarter. Fourth and six, Clay County with the punt formation on the field.
One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We're back here. Fourth and six. Markham on the punt. Ball sits at the Tiger 40. Potentially a fake. Who knows? We'll have to see. Burchett to snap. Good snap. Tigers don't rush. They make sure it's a punt. Markham gets off a beauty. Goes down and hits it to 20. And going to bounce sideways and be down to the 15 by Bryson Burchett. 14-14 the score. 5:39 left in this contest. Winner goes on, loser goes home.
I think that's a good call by Coach Johnson there. Did have to burn the timeout, but, you know, putting on the back of this Bulldog defense, they've carried that burden all season long. You get them pinned deep. We've seen what Clay County's done. You know, Gordonsville, they scored on the long pass in the first half, and then the short field. That's the only reason this ball game's tied at 14. Gave them the short field earlier on. Clay County's got a bow up here, and I think they can do it.
Tigers with it. First and 10. They have it at their own 15, 85 yards away from points. Clay County 14, Gordonsville 14. Operating under center. Hands off to Holt. Gordonsville going to try to powerhouse it. Holt's on the sideline. A flag comes out. This one's coming back. I don't know what it's for, but it'll be against Gordonsville. I've just got to say one more time, what a great crowd has traveled down here from Salina. We always travel well, but they've come out a little extra special tonight. Got a lot of noisemakers and things here in the crowd. I'm sure you've heard them all night, and the fans have been a pleasure added to this broadcast, no doubt.
Well, everybody realizes what's at stake here tonight, you know. As you say, always traveled well, but this one means more.
Yeah.
Second round against your rival, Gordonsville. You know, this is something Clay County and Salina has loved for years and years.
First and 14 after the holding penalty against Gordonsville. The ball's backed up now to their own 11. Hand off to Holtz again. He almost breaks into the open field. A nice run by the senior before he's brought down by Markham and Merchant. Holt picks up a lot of that lost yardage. Setting up second and five. Holt has really turned on in the second half of this game. Clay County's doing a nice job with him, but they're having trouble keeping him contained. He's running hard, and as I mentioned earlier, he's running like a senior tailback who could be playing for the last time if he don't get to the end zone.
Yeah, and he's a bruising back, Daniel. He's low to the ground, got those big legs, and he run right through you.
All Britton hands off to Holt again. He's off the right side, gets the first down yardage, and he's tackled by Carson Sharp. Yeah, Carson Sharp on the stop. Or is that?
Out of Kerr.
That's Kerr. I have trouble seeing the gold numerals on those white jerseys sometimes. 4.5 minutes left, and this is what Gordonsville likes to do. Run the football, chew the clock. First down after first down. Clay County's going to have to come up with something here. We need to see the Hamilton and Garrett penetration that we saw a couple possessions ago. We need a big play. Tigers aren't going to throw the ball here. As long as they can pick up a first down on first and second, 5 yards a pop, they'll keep running all the way to the end zone. Holt the standing tailback. And here I lied. They're going deep. Going for it all on a post route, incomplete. Taking a shot. Great coverage by Carson Sharp, the lead cover man in this talented Bulldog secondary. They have 18 interceptions on the year, make it 19 after Burnett had his pick earlier.
Well, we saw him get the connection in the first half on the same play there, Daniel. Sharp with the good coverage there and just overthrow.
Second and 10. 4:09, and the clock is stopped on the incomplete pass. Aubrey at another center gives to Holt. He's off the right side. Going to be brought down and tackled by whoever's playing the defensive back on that far side, probably Jacob Burnett.
It was Burnett.
Pickup of around 7, and that's kind of what Holt's getting right here. He's been picking up 5 to 7 yards of hop when they hand it to him on this drive. And Gordonsville really milking this clock. We're down to 3:45 and ticking. It is Clay County 14, Gordonsville 14. The Dogs need to stop, and it needs to come now. 3rd and 4, big play. Aubrey under center. Can we get it done here? Holt with it. He is hit and brought down, but I think he has the yardage necessary for the first. Good defense by the Dogs. Unfortunately, just 1 yard too many for Holt, and he moves the chains one more time. Gordonsville still in 3-down territory. They have it at their own 39-yard line. If we let them pick up another first, they'll be in 4-down territory. Aubrey under center. Hand off to Holt. He's off the right side. Another gain of around 4 to 5 yards for Darrell Holt. Tackle made, I believe, by Kerr. 2nd and 5. Ball spotted at the Tiger 44. 3 minutes left. 14-14. Tigers have not led in this game. It's either been Bulldogs ahead or tied. Holt again. Going to be stopped short of the sticks for 3rd and short. And here's that opportunity I was talking about, Thomas. You've got to get penetration here. Get them stopped. Even then, they may go for it. The ball sets at their own 48, 3rd and 1.
You see Holt gaining momentum here, just getting stronger as this game goes on.
And off to Holt again. He's off left side for a lot. He's going to be tackled and brought down. Alec Kerr doing a nice job of wrapping up the ankles of the big senior running back. But he has got across midfield and into Bulldog territory. And here's the worst part of this. 2:23 on this clock and fixing to be ticking. And now it is as the White Hat blows it into play.
Holt going to get a breather here as Gregory comes in, Daniel.
Just as talented, not as heavy of a running back, perhaps a little faster. Aubrey under center, 1st and 10 Tigers. Hand off to Gregory. Gregory feeling his way through the line. Brought down by Burnett and Kerr. Pickup of around 5.
Ticking down under 2 minutes here. You can see a timeout.
Clock is stopped with exactly 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Currently, Gordonsville 14, Clay County 14. Tigers took over on this drive back at their own 15-yard line. I'm not sure the time because I quit writing that stuff down. And Coach Edwards, they have proceeded to just march downfield here with a great display of running the football.
With the exception of one pass play, Daniel, it's been all run. It's been all Darrell Holt, except for that last carry right there.
2nd and 4 when they go back live after this timeout. I feel like we just need to stay on air here. We have 120 seconds left in this contest, exactly 2 minutes. Gordonsville with the football. In Clay County territory at the 38. 2nd and 5, so it's definite 4-down territory now. The rest of the way for the Tigers.
You see both teams, they got to be tired. They've laid it out on, you know, all on the line here tonight. We see Keaton Arms selling out up the middle. This defense has got to bow up right here. It looks like Gregory coming back onto the field as Holt is on the sideline with his hands on his hips over there, Daniel.
Well, he took a beat. He's gave a beat, but he took one as well. 2nd and 4. Aubrey under center. Gregory the tailback. Hand off to him. He's off the left side into the heart of the defense. Picks up the first down. Once again, Alec Kerr making the stop. Alec's having a nice game back there, but you don't want your safety making so many tackles.
You can see this big offensive line starting to lean on that front three of Clay County right here.
Tigers playing quick. Aubrey under center. Ball at the Clay County 31. Here's the snap. Hand off to Gregory. He's off the left side. Tackle
nice
made
job
by Jacob Burnett. Best defensive play of this drive by Bulldog. Gregory limited to around 1 yard.
And that was Levi Garrett. Levi Garrett and Eads in there stopping it up, making Gregory bounce it to the outside as Keaton Arms kind of wincing in pain here. Got to get him back on the field, Daniel. But a great job by Burnett after he bounced it, coming up and making a stop on Gregory.
2nd and 9. Ball at the Tiger 30. Minute 15 left. Auburn under center. Hand off to Holt, who's back in the contest. He's brought down by Jimmy Burgett. Burgett with great penetration. He was right there around the center spot, and he plays outside linebacker. Timeout taken by Gordonsville. Minute 10 left in this contest. The ball sets at the Clay County 24-yard line where Gordonsville has it third, and we'll call it a long five. Now, Clay County plays its best defense. I've said that several times when they get their backs up against their own end zone. And they've proven that these last two plays, Thomas, with their best defensive plays so far on the drive.
Yeah. And you also, besides the RMC Coons making a hit there on the dog pile a while ago, he's got some pain. You know, you got a minute left here in this season, possibly. You got to keep Gordonsville out of the end zone here. Get this thing in overtime.
Minute 10 remaining. Gordonsville with the ball. Third and five at the Clay County 26. Dogs 14, Tigers 14.
What a ball game this has been.
Oh, it's been great. We talked in the pregame show about how Clay County had not played a complete game this year. I think we've seen that from them tonight.
No doubt.
I don't know that I have seen a better effort out of this Bulldog squad in the 4 years that we've been broadcasting.
I agree with you, Daniel. The heart, the grit they play with tonight, they just got 1 minute left to keep it coming.
Gordonsville with it. Third and five. Auburn under center. Holt the tailback. A big bruising fullback in front of him. Toss sweep right side. Should have been a holding penalty. It wasn't thrown, though. Holt's got the first down. He's brought down short of the end zone. Down around the 6 or 7 yard line. Minute 3 on the clock. First down for Gordonsville. It looks like they've spotted it at the Clay County 13. Auburn's going to go under center. Clock's ticking. 1 minute remains. Hand off to Holt. He's off the right side. Slips. His knee goes down. And quickly, a dog there to touch him. I don't think the officials saw Holt's knee go to the turf. They give him a couple more yards than perhaps he should have had.
Any timeouts left for Gordonsville at this point?
I don't have a clue.
40 seconds.
Ball being snapped from the 14. Auburn hands off to Holt. Holt up the middle. He's going to be tackled short of the goal line, but he might have the first. 30 seconds and ticking. Going to be third and about two. 23 seconds on the play clock. Auburn under center. Hands off to Holt. He's off the right side. He's going to be brought down short of the goal line, but he has the first down. It's going to be first and goal, Gordonsville. 13 and a half seconds on the clock. Tigers have taken a timeout, so let's reset the stage here. Clay County 14, Gordonsville 14. 13 and a half seconds left. The ball sets at the Clay County 3 yard line. Gordonsville just picked up a first down, so it's first and goal. How many timeouts, Coach, for either team here?
Clay has one remaining. Gordons will just use their last one. So it looks like, you know, 13 seconds. I think they just got one play unless they try to throw it to the end zone. If they run it, I don't think they can ever get two plays off.
I tend to agree, unless they're really on it. So no timeouts for Gordons. I heard that correctly.
That's what I have, yes.
Okay, now they're measuring
all
here.
All three of them on this drive.
This is pretty big.
It is big.
They're measuring right here to see if that third and two carry picked up the first. I feel like it did. Yeah, I don't know. First down. All right, first and goal, Gordonsville. 13.2 seconds left.
Ball on the three, you say?
I think the ball's at the Tiger or at the Clay County three. Yeah. So 9 feet, the difference. The Tigers took over at their own 15. They've drove so far 82 yards. They need three more for points.
Took over at the 5:39 mark, Daniel.
They have really chewed up this fourth quarter. And here we go. Tigers break huddling, come to the line. Auburn's going to be under center. It's a two tight end set with a flanker to the right. Fullback and tailback in the backfield. The senior tailback, Darrell Holt, dots the I, is the standing tailback. Now, the clock did say 13.2. Now it's at 13.0. Whitehead blows it in. All written under center. Toss sweep.
Easy.
Touchdown. 8.6 seconds left on the clock. Gordonsville 20. Clay County 14. Well, it had 8.6. Now it's at 8.5. I know it's only 1/10 of a second, but I wouldn't mind seeing it back on there. Tiger's going to go for the PAT. They're trying to go up 7. All Britton awaiting the snap. Here's the hold. Here's the kick. It is good. 8.5 seconds left. Gordonsville 21, Clay County 14. We're going to play one ass. Come right back.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, second round playoff action. Gordonsville 21, Clay County 14. Tigers just completed an 85-yard scoring drive. I did not chart how many plays, but it was a lot.
8.5 seconds left, Daniel. We've been here before.
Yes.
Go back and think about that Westmoreland game. It was under a minute to play. Down one score. Jimmy Burchett took it to the house. We've got Alec Kerr back there and Sharp and Burchett.
Sharp, Burnett, kind of intermediate range. Arms, it's the hands team. We expect a squib kick, so we've got Arms, Burchett, and Markham at the first level behind the front five. Kerr sitting deep. Gordonsville kicker awaiting the whistle. Here it goes. Puts his foot to it. Squib kick going to be fielded by Burnett. Burnett has it, gets out of bounds. 5.9 seconds on the clock. So time for one heave, pretty much. Timeout situation, Coach.
Clay County 1, Gordonsville none.
All right. Dogs have one timeout. 21-14. We'll see what Coach Johnson and Coach Harris have cooked up here. We're going to see four Tigers drift back about 20 yards deep in a prevent defense. Burnett.
Take a shot to the right. Down the sideline, the speedster. See what you can get. Quick timeout.
Arms to throw. Has time. Good blocking up front. Ball thrown underneath, incomplete. 0.4 seconds on the clock. So there is time here for one more play. Threw a deep out route targeting Jimmy Burchett, it looked like, on the far sideline. Pass was just short, though, from Arms. Gordonsville just rushed 3. Took all 5 Clay County offensive linemen to hold those 3 at bay, though. If you added up their weights, probably those 3 weigh about as much as our 5. One more play. Less than 1 second on the clock. 0.4. Dogs in the huddle. 21-14 the score. Gordonsville with the 7-point advantage. Burnett, Kerr, and Sharp to the right. Empty backfield. Markham and Burchett to the left. It's actually Jimmy Burchett playing quarterback. He heaves downfield, and it's going to be intercepted. Deflected and intercepted. I guess Arms was shaken up on the last play prior to that because we see Jimmy Burchett with that last heave. Final score here tonight, Gordonsville 21, Clay County 14. What a great effort by the Bulldogs. We're going to play a few ads, come back and wrap this thing up with the Carquest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Carquest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts.
your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here on the CarQuest postgame show, folks, what a great ball game we just witnessed. Certainly, we would have liked to have seen Clay County come out on top and advance to their second ever third-round football game. That was not the case, though. Gordons were 21, Clay County 14, the final. But I made the comment earlier this morning that even though I wanted to win tonight, if we did lose, I could stomach it and handle it. If I feel like our boys laid it all out and played great, and I think they did. I think they came in, surprised everybody. I talked to some guys a few minutes ago from Gordonsville here at the concession stand. They were bragging on our boys. Just thought they played great, and I did too.
Well, I agree. And then Coach and I were talking there in the break. You know, not much Clay County could do better, in my opinion, you know, against this team. And you saw that. They played to their heart out. They played to their best of their ability. You just saw Gordonsville kind of impose their will on that last drive and run the, whatever, 3-minute, 4-minute drill to perfection, yep. Daniel. Scored with 8 seconds left on the clock and just kind of, you know, proved they were superior physically up front on that last drive, and there wasn't anything Clay County could do about it.
It did take them that full time. We talked about how Gordonsville was a lot deeper than Clay County was, and I think that's what we saw, perhaps. Clay County made it tough on them. You know, they never had a play for more than 10 yards. It was all 7 or less, I think, on that 85-yard corner drive they had. We made them earn every bit of it. Unfortunately, they did that, and that was the first time in the contest that Gordonsville led. I know you'll go back to it in a minute. It had either been a Clay County lead or a tie ball game up until that final Gordonsville score.
That's right. They led this game for 8 seconds, basically. And early on, Clay County struck first, Daniel, and they did it by taking advantage of a Gordesville miscue. They got it on the short field, got it at the 12-yard line, if you'll remember. Lost a yard, had it from 13 yards out, and we saw the old Philly special pulled out of Coach Harris's playbook, a reverse action. I think Carson Sharp actually took the snap.
Yep.
It was a wildcat look. Saw a reverse action. Alec Kerr took the pitch from Sharp. Keaton Arms rolled out to the flat. Kerr threw a perfect ball, left-handed, of course, over two arms in the end zone for the 13-yard score. Garrett, who was perfect on the night, came in, hit the PAT. Clay County led 7-0, and I'm pretty sure, what was that, second quarter, I think?
Early second, maybe, late
third. Early second quarter. And then we saw Gordesville answer immediately with on one big play, long touchdown pass, just kind of got over the top on us, surprised us a little bit, perfect ball from the Gordesville quarterback. And they tied it up 7-7 with 8 minutes to go in the second half, or in the first half. And then they started to threaten. Minute and 30 seconds to go, they were on their first and goal at the 9-yard line, fixing to go up 14-7 right before the half. Keaton Arms ended that threat with an interception, so it was tied at 7 at halftime.
And what a great place to be, you know. Came in here and went toe-to-toe with the region champs, and you're sitting there at halftime with the momentum. And I think with the respect of Gordonsville, we saw the last time we came down here, Gordonsville got after us and kind of had the upper hand throughout. Well, they realized that they had a tiger by the tail, so to speak, no pun intended there, with the Bulldogs at that point.
They did, and in doing so, they came out and tried an onsides attempt to try to steal a possession to start the second half. That didn't work. Clay County went 3-and-out, but we returned the favor, turned Gordesville on a 3-and-out, and then went to work. And we saw the big play. Keaton Arms found Alec Kerr with a perfect ball down the sidelines to pick up 38 yards and flip the field and set up Clay County's second score. And Arms had a big run, two big runs to put it down, second and a goal. From the 1 yard line, Kerr took it over the top from 1 yard out. Garrett again true. Clay County led 14-7, 3:35 to play in the third.
And once again, you know, Clay County coming in here on the road at Turney Ford, got that lead deep in this second round. Everything's looking great.
It was. And then, unfortunately, they pinned us deep. Actually, Jacob Burnett had an interception deep in our own territory on a kind of a last heave by Gordonsville, more like a punt, as you said at the time on the call. And then Clay County had the short field given back to Gordonsville on a punt. They got it at the 34-yard line, Daniel, if you'll remember, and scored to tie this thing up at 14 with 10 minutes to play. And then Clay County put on another drive, eat up some clock after that. Another big run by Arms, Jimmy Burchett. And then we had to punt at the 40-yard line. Coach Johnson thought about going for it. It was on the Gordonsville 40, actually. Thought about going for it at the time. I thought it was a good call to punt. Gave it back to the Tigers with 5 minutes to go, and you saw what they did with it. They rode their horses, and they did it to perfection.
They did. We had it 4th-and-1.
We did.
Had a false start penalty that forced us back into a 4th-and-6, and that's whenever that decision changed.
You're right.
And went to that punt. Tigers take over, like you said, 15-yard line. They had to go 85 yards. I think you said there was how many minutes?
They started at 5:39 left on the clock, so they ate up 5 minutes of play, and we saw them bang it ahead. It started with a couple of good Holt runs, if you remember, to get it going, and then Clay County bowed up a little bit. There was a couple of third down conversions involved there. Clay County gave it all they had, battled them down to the final seconds, Daniel. You know, they seemed like they had it for at least 2 to 3 minutes inside the 20-yard line as Clay County battled. And then with 8.5 seconds, Holt took it in for the score. They made the PAT for your final, 21-14.
Just a tough contest, no doubt. We're going to play one last promo. We're going to come back, give the Clay County stats, the Gordonsville stats, announce the TDS top performer, and do one final budget pest control scoreboard update. You're listening to the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here for the final time here on the CarQuest post-game show and the final time here on the Horizon Sports Network during this 2020 football season. Final score here in this second round football playoff game, Gordonsville 21, Clay County 14. Clay County officially on the season, a 7-5 record with just a loss, but a great football game that they put on here tonight. Coach Gordonsville had a little bit more offensive success this time, a similar score. Last time it was 20-0 in their favor. Back in September, this time 21-14, but they had more yardage, did they not?
They did, Daniel, indeed. It's 301 total offensive yards tonight. And, of course, as you said earlier, 85 of those came on that last five-minute drive right there. Pretty impressive. 44 rushes on the night for 195 of those yards. Quarterback Matthew Albritton was 4 of 6 for 106 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Both teams played a pretty clean game tonight. Three penalties on each team. Cost Clay County 25 yards, cost Gordonsville 20 yards.
That's what you expect, too. Two good single-A football teams here in the second round of the playoffs. Thomas, Clay County stats.
Total of 204 yards on 48 plays. Clay County rushed 34 times for 146 yards and a touchdown, and had three different quarterbacks. Went 5 for 14 for 58 yards and a score. And on the rushing side, Carson Sharp, 14 rushes for 54 yards. Alec Kerr, 6 rushes for 42 yards and a touchdown. Joseph Markham had one carry for -1. Jimmy Burchett had 2 carries for 22. Keaton Arms had 11 carries for 29 yards tonight. Receiving, let's go with the passing first. Arms was 4 for 11 for 45 yards. Kerr, 1 for 2 for 13 yards in that touchdown. And Burchett, 0 for 1, 0 yards in the interception. Alec Kerr, receiving-wise, caught 3 balls for 36 yards. Jimmy Burchett had 1 catch for 9. And Keaton Arms, 1 catch for a 13-yard touchdown. So, pretty decent offensive output for Clay County.
What I like the best about that, we talked several times on how Clay County only had 10 rushing yards back in September down here. And I think you called off 140 tonight. Yep. Much improved. Hats off to the offensive line up front creating those holes for the backs.
No doubt about it. And defensively, we talk about this Clay County defense, 2 more interceptions tonight, a couple sacks, several tackles for loss, some big numbers on the tackle side because of the plays and the drives that Gordonsville put on. The senior Jacob Burnett in his last game had 6 tackles in the interception. Alec Kerr recorded 7 stops. Bryson Burchett had 5 in his last contest. Levi Garrett had 6 stops, 1 for loss, and recovered that fumble early on. Senior Seth Eads had 2 stops tonight. Jimmy Burchett had 4. Markham had 5. Wade Coons, 5 tackles tonight, 1 a sack and a tackle for loss. And John Hamilton, 3 and 2 tackles for loss. It was Keaton Arms. We talked about him scoring the touchdown. He also had led the Dogs in tackles with 8 and had that big interception at the right before the half, too.
Pretty good numbers. Unfortunately, the only number that mattered tonight, Gordonsville 21, Clay County 14. It is time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. A lot of great performances tonight by the Dogs. I do feel like even though it was a loss, it was their best game and performance of the season. We thought one dog shone a little bit brighter than the rest, though, and that was sophomore quarterback and inside linebacker Keaton Arms. He did a lot of things well tonight. And one of the things that he did very well was showing his toughness. because I know that he was beaten and banged up coming into the game. He was not 100% healthy, and it had some sickness, nothing COVID-related or nothing like that. Just been a little bit old-fashioned sick this week and battled through that to put together just a gutsy performance, Thomas.
It was gutsy, and we talked about Levi Garrett kind of coming out and setting the standard last week in that opening round. That was Keaton Arnold tonight. If you'll remember, he was sticking his head in there, had some big plays early on Holt up the middle as Clay County forced punts and things of that nature in the first half. I thought he set the tone for this Clay County defense to start this game. He had a touchdown reception. You don't hear that much. Great play call of offensive coordinator Chris Harris coming up with a Philly special, his own version of it. And Keaton caught the touchdown, the go-ahead touchdown, the first one to make it 7-0. And he threw the ball pretty well. You know, he went through a little stretch there where in the first half wasn't too bad, but he got hot. If you remember, hit Alec Kerr to set up the second half go-ahead score, hit him for 38 yards with just a beautiful ball down the sideline here. We've seen Keaton Arms come a long way this season, and we saw him grow up another step here tonight on both sides of the ball. And one play I hadn't mentioned, too, I did earlier, but that was a huge interception right before the half to keep Gordonsville out of the end zone. But I don't remember what it was, about 30 seconds left in the second quarter.
It was, and it wasn't just a freak thing. He knew what he was doing. He set up right there in that passing lane. It's a good football play. Coach Edwards' comments on Keaton Arms and his performance.
Well, Keaton, he's just an athlete, guys. You know, he's plays on both sides of the ball the whole game, never has a playoff. And, you know, we saw, like Thomas said, we saw him grow a lot this season from, taking control of the offense to running over people, putting his shoulder down and just making people pay the price for trying to tackle him. So, well-deserved for Keaton tonight and, well-deserved, or well-played game for these Bulldogs. I think tonight they let everybody in Region 4 know that, watch out the next couple of years. This team is only going to get better.
It is, and tonight's TDS top performer, Keaton Arms, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach Gordonsville had a lot of seniors that are not going to be back. Clay County had three. I'm going to talk more about them in a moment. After you wrap up with a budget pest control scoreboard update, we'll talk about those seniors for just a moment. One final time before we sign off.
Coalfield advances 26-21 over Greenback. Currently in the fourth quarter, South Pitt 43, Monterey 14. Oliver Springs advances as well, 24-20 over Cloudland. Fayetteville over Huntland 27-10. Moore County over Huntington 42-22. West Carroll 14-12. There was 14 seconds left in that game a few minutes ago, so that one's probably final now. I don't know the final score, though. Lake County 20, Dresden 6. That one also in the fourth quarter. Trousdale pulls one out at Bledsoe County. Hands Bledsoe County their first loss of the year, 14-7. Nolensville 24, DeKalb County 17, final score. And Loudoun was putting it on Upperman 41-8 late in the fourth quarter.
Did you say that the cabin was 4-17?
24-17.
I thought that was a strange score.
24-17. The final Budget Pest Control scoreboard of the season. Obviously brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it's bugging you, they will kill it.
Folks, that does wrap it up here for this 2020 football season. Congratulations to the Tigers, who move on to face the South Pittsburgh Pirates. That game will be here at Turney Ford Field next week. Clay County, 7-5 on the season. Group of seniors this year, a small group, but a high-quality group. Seth Eads, Bryson Burchett, Jacob Burnett, all in action tonight. Dalton Gold also, he was not available for use during the playoffs, but wrapped up his senior campaign. And obviously, no one would be prouder of them than their fallen classmate, John Copeland, who at the start of this year we dedicated our broadcast season to. And I just kind of got to thinking about him over these last few minutes. I think he would have been proud of his brothers out here tonight playing their last game as Bulldogs. It's a small group, but a quality group, as I said. and they really turned things around here for Bulldog football. Hopefully added a lot of positive things for years to come. Folks, for the final time this season, for Rob Edwards and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.